To Remember the Loot, episode 16, the show reminding gamers everywhere that a sock should not be used as a toilet. I'm one of your hosts, Frosty. Alongside me is the man with the master plan, T-Bird.
Yeah.
And a new addition to the Loot crew, Nick, a.k.a. B-Button Guy. What's up?
Yep, it's B-Button Guy, not B-Button Boy. B-button I've grown man. Up since then, so I'm a man now. I'm a guy.
So you need to change it to B-Boy. I screwed that up.
B-boy, as your dude
B-boy.
Name.
B-boy, button man, there.
So, yes. What's up, guys? How was your week?
Right.
Zeit.
Yeah.
Right.
We start the show off right, like we always do, with the toast. Now, today's toast is going to be, what's it going to be, T-Bird?
No Resident Evil talk.
No, you can't do that.
Yes, we can.
Can't do that.
There's nothing in the notes, Resident Evil. We can do this.
We can't do this.
God dang it.
Daryl is not with us today. He has some personal issues he had to take care of, but we do appreciate you tuning in to us. Be sure you rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher. We greatly appreciate you listening. Now we're going to toast today to B-Button Guy.
Aww.
Being a new addition to the Loot Crew.
Yes.
He's going to be helping us out do videos. We got all kind of cool stuff coming coming y'all's way. We'll be doing, I don't want to spill the beans just yet. We'll leave it a surprise, but we got some cool videos coming.
Yeah.
We got Let's Plays. We got all kinds of streaming we're going to be doing. Friday Night Fights.
Friday Night
is
Fights.
Is kicking off next Friday, February 19th, with Street Fighter V. I am super stoked.
I texted Bruce Buffer earlier. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. He's kind of...
Yeah, he's coming.
Yes. He's coming. Yeah, we're good friends. What's your favorite fighter?
My favorite fighter?
Yeah.
Like, as in, like, game-wise?
Game-wise.
Oh, man.
I'd say Street Fighter. Okay, give me your favorite fighter on Street Fighter, then give me your favorite fighter in any fighting game.
Okay, my favorite fighter in Street Fighter is definitely a tie between Ryu. I gotta go
old school.
Yeah, old school, and Zangief. I love Zangief. He's the Red Cyclone. Because, I mean, I've been a fan of wrestling for a long time, so Zangief was like a no-brainer. I mean, he wrestles bears to train in Siberia in a Speedo. There's nothing stronger than that. I mean.
Yes.
Don't even ask me about Street Fighter, because I don't have a favorite fighter.
Well, you like fighting. You like Soul Calibur.
Yes. Ooh, I'm going to let him finish, though. Okay. I was going to say,
let you finish.
I'm going to let you finish, though. But Ryu had the best combo breaker.
My favorite fighter of all time, I have a bunch of ties, because it'd be Street Fighter, Smash Bros., and Guilty Gear. Like, okay. Guilty Gear, I remember renting it a long time ago for, like, PlayStation 2, and I was like, this is anime, it's a 2D fighter, and there's instant kill moves. I love it. I cannot. And Smash Bros., because... it's one of the fighters I'm really good at. If I would have stayed in the tournament circuit, my friend told me I would have placed top 10 in South Carolina.
Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's an open challenge to any of you guys who want to, like, battle me.
Like, bring it on. Now, are you about Brawl or Melee?
It's all about that Smash 4, man, for the Wii U. Okay. It takes all the best elements from Brawl and Melee and, like, amalgamates it into one super being.
Right.
So it's awesome. A lot of elitists like Melee because that was the first competitive one. You could say, but it's too clunky for me, man. I can't play it anymore. I've tried.
I put in a lot of hours in all of them. I'd say Melee probably the most, because at the time I had a GameCube, and Melee was just fantastic. Absolutely loved it.
Oh yeah, yeah. So
Kirby was always my jam.
Kirby's the best, man. He's already like every character in the game.
I would spam that when he turned into a boulder.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's how you do it, man. That's how you do it. You get somebody up to 60% damage. And
yeah, and they're just gone, man. Loved it. But, yeah, actually, we need to go ahead and toast. We said we're going to toast to you. Yeah. Hadn't opened up the cans yet.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
thanks,
toast.
Guys.
B-Button guy, welcome to the Loot Crew.
I just opened mine.
Oh. You pre. You little pre-devil.
Pre-devil.
That's slightly warm.
I absolutely love Street Fighter. Ken has probably always has always been my jam.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so we're rivals.
Yeah.
Ken.
Yeah.
We're rivals, man. You need a red gi, I need a white one.
Yeah, we actually played Street Fighter 4 the other day. We did share play. We did. And it's the first time I had done share play.
Same.
Like, as co-op. Because I did share play the other day with Tricky on the Division beta. Because he was like, here, I'm going to let you control it. And you can, you know.
Now, I wonder if you guys could have did what we did and do that, the two-player mode, where we could play on the same game. But I doubt Division is a split-screen game.
No, it's not a split-screen.
Okay, that's probably why then. So
it's Ubisoft. It's not.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, but like shooters nowadays aren't going to be split-screen anyway. So.
Yeah. I mean, Halo wasn't even split-screen. Halo 5. Yeah, so that's like crazy.
Black Ops 3.
Because it looked really bad by itself. Sorry.
Oh, still. Like, who cares? It's Halo. People want to, you know.
They couldn't
handle it. I want to get together and play on a big screen and shoot aliens.
It wouldn't have been able to handle it.
I got to know what happens to Cortana. Cortana's like waifu status, man. So,
have you played it?
Halo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
5.
I haven't finished 5. I need to.
Oh, she crazy.
You haven't finished the fight?
I have not. Because I started playing a lot of the multiplayer. And then, like, being Locke, I kind of had, like, bad nostalgia. I was like, this is kind of like being Arbiter. Arbiter's a cool character.
Arbiter's a great character, but
I just didn't like playing him because it was all the good parts. Oh, I'm touching the boom mic. Sorry, Daryl. Like, I remember playing Halo 2. I was like, yeah, man, I'm Master Chief. I'm going to save the universe. And then, like, Chapter 2, I'm an...
Psych.
I'm an elite.
That's exactly how we felt playing Metal Gear Solid 2.
Yeah, dude.
It's like, dude, I'm Snake. Ah, the boat stinks. And then, like, who's this guy? Why does he look like a girl?
M. Shyamalan twist.
And why does he use the codec every 5 seconds?
Right.
Yeah. He's like, there's a man in the hallway. I'm like, well, let me go choke him. Like, I know what to do.
I still have nightmares of him running down the hallway naked, like, holding his junk.
Yeah.
And then you can, like, do cartwheels and stuff.
Oh, God.
You can. That's the real thing.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Oh, man. The storyline of Metal Gear, man, is just ridiculous. Oh, Kojima, we love you.
I love it still. Like, I don't care. It's same. Science fiction. It's
man, you
Western
told me the other night that you didn't like, I was about to say Street Fighter 3, but it was Metal Gear Solid 3. You said you didn't finish it, or who was that?
No,
it was Daryl the other day.
Yeah, he hadn't finished any of them, I don't
he
think.
He couldn't get into 3.
That's right.
And I keep telling 3 was the best one.
Oh, yeah.
Because remember, we had this conversation, and like we were talking about how we were fighting the end, the sniper.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it took me like an hour and a half to beat him. It was fantastic.
Yep. The still the hardest boss is that ladder, man. That like 6-hour-long ladder that you climb up.
Yeah. You like start climbing in. Yep.
Snake Eater.
That's a good song. Where's the top? Like, where is it?
That's like, is it right before or right after the Fury fight? I think it is.
Right after.
Yes, we'll talk.
Because then you go to that like desert mountain area or whatever. So.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah. While we're on the topic of video games.
How about my favorite fighter real quick? Since y'all skipped.
You don't like
me.
Fighting games. Get out of here.
I played one fighting game on Soul Calibur 4, and it was Nightmare and the dude with the stick. I'm terrible with remembering their names.
Oh. Not Keelik. Is it Keelik?
I think it is Keelik.
Keelik?
The monk dude?
Yeah, that's
him.
You never used Mitsurugi?
Who's the guy with the nunchucks?
Maxi. Maxi pad.
No, I made characters for all of them, like trying the different fighting styles, but the ones that really clicked for me were the monk dude and Nightmare. I still wasn't good enough to go online, though. I got juggled around by somebody that was playing Taki.
Online in that game was terrible.
Yeah, that like I said, I got juggled. As soon as I stepped in the ring, doop, 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 doop.
Or people use Cervantes and spam that little teleporting move.
Ugh.
Yeah, it was awful.
I hated that.
But God, that game was so good. I like how they, in the original Soul Calibur, you had Nightmare, and then you had, like, Siegfried was, like, his alternate costume. Because, like, Siegfried was the one that found the Soul Calibur and turned it into Nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
But then later they started, like, branching them off as two different characters with, like, slightly different fighting styles. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
I really like Siegfried. He was cool.
It was either 4 or 5 as they explained it, like, Because Inferno is the thing that lives inside the Soul Edge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was and 4, because 5 was
they
terrible.
They split because Siegfried was, like, too good and his will was too powerful or something like that. And
yeah.
They became too, so, I don't know. Soul Calibur has a weird story. What video game doesn't have a weird story, though?
Yeah.
Call of Duty.
Yeah. And at that note, we go to a segment we like to call, What Are You Playing? What are you playing, T-Bird?
Dark Souls 2 and Bloodborne, no.
You're not playing Bloodborne.
I wish. And Borderlands 2.
You ain't man enough to play Bloodborne and Dark Souls 2 at the same time.
You're right, because they're completely different.
They are. They really are. So what do you think about Dark Souls 2 so far?
Well, Borderlands 2 is really fun. There's a lot of different guns in that game.
Did you ever beat Borderlands 2? Or is this like you're going back to like redeem yourself?
Okay. I beat almost every... like all the DLC and stuff on 360, minus like the last two expansions for it. But this was just to go get some extra achievements for the achievement hunt, which turned out to be that was a bad idea because that game takes forever to get achievements in.
Grand Fest.
Kind of, but it's like 1,650 points. So,
wow.
I mean, I still trying to get it.
Oh, there's a lot of like co-op.
No, this is also if you can do it by yourself. There's like one or two co-op achievements, but that's it.
Okay.
But back to Dark Souls 2. The game's really slow, really annoying. I want to punch myself in my Richard really badly.
It's a different feel. It really is. It took me a while to kind of get into it, going from Bloodborne. But once you get into it, you see a lot more of the RPG elements in Dark Souls than you do in Bloodborne. You know?
It's funny you bring that up because first time I played Bloodborne, I felt super prepared because I'm not a veteran Dark Souls player. I've played Dark Souls 1 and 2 for a long time, but like I feel like I already had like, the timing down for dodges and stuff, and I knew that there's hidden enemies behind barrels. So if there's a stack of barrels, just go ahead and attack it. So I'm
yeah.
Like,
yeah. But then you realize you're not ready for any of it.
No.
No, I remember coming up to that thing that's beating on the door, and I swear that dog that you see that's like just hanging out, I killed that dog, right?
Yeah.
And I go around, I was like, it's his dog, he's trying to get through that door.
Is that really what you thought?
That's what I thought, man.
You know, it could have been. It could
that's
be.
What I think
could
man.
Be. It could so. Be because there is a troll in that game that's talking about his little sister, which is Fowler Gascoigne's daughter, which it's a whole weird little triangle. It's weird.
Yeah, a lot of deep creepy Easter eggs in that game, man. It really is.
Yeah.
But I never played any of the Souls games until I played Bloodborne.
Yes. Me neither. So, when I tried them all, I was like, no thanks.
Yeah.
The one thing I don't really like so far is like how much your gear weighs.
Yeah.
That really annoys me because I just picked up the Ultra Greatsword and I really want to use it, but I have to be naked.
Yeah.
To even use
pretty
it.
Much. Oh, or you have, or your vitality has to be really high.
Yeah, that too. But it's not. So I have to be naked to even swing the thing.
The one thing I do really like, I like about the game, but I hate at the same time, is the fact that you don't really have dump stats. Like in Bloodborne, like if you never leveled up your arcane, it really wouldn't matter. Because like this, all the spells in the game are ran off of your silver bullets, which I think is weird. I think there should be a magic bar. Or something. Because, like, in Dark Souls, there's magic uses. Like, depending on how high your faith and attunement is, you know.
In what?
Your attunement.
Intelligence? Well, it's intelligence.
Well, you also have attunement, too.
No.
You do. That's a stat.
I'm just messing with you.
That's a thing. That's a real word I just made up. I mean, what? What do you want from me? But no, like in Bloodborne, even if you wanted to make a magic character, there's not a whole lot of spells to choose from. And when in Dark Souls, there's a ton of spells to choose from, you know. And you could be like, you could use dark magic, you could use fire or pyromancy, which I think is really cool. Gives you that option. It's more of that RPG element to it, you know what I'm saying? Now, you might get ridiculed and made fun of for making a magic character, but, you know, who cares? It's awesome. It's still cool the fact that you can do that, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm with you there with the equipment load because. Actually, yesterday I found this ultra great dragon sword or something, and I was so excited to use it, but my faith wasn't high enough to use it. So I had to level up my faith to like 13. So when I got my faith to 13, I equip it, and lo and behold, it's too heavy.
And you're fat rolling everywhere.
I'm fat rolling with this giant sword on me, so I had to go back to my mace, which I have leveled up. It does a lot of damage.
What's the level on it, 4 or 5?
My mace is a 10.
Oh, wow.
And I just am...
Are you on your first playthrough still?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I also just found that little blacksmith in the Lost Bastille.
I'm nowhere near you.
Okay, well, I'll show
I'm
you.
At No Man's Wharf or something.
He's basically the blacksmith that can embody your weapon with like fire and lightning and stuff.
Oh, that guy, okay.
Yeah, well, he also has this thing called Raw Material, where he basically gives your weapon a boost of power. And so my mace, like the stat-wise, my mace says like 275. So yeah. I'm dealing 550 damage per hit.
See, that's why I want to use that greatsword I picked up, because it does 200 base damage right now.
Yeah.
Honestly, Dark Souls 2 so bad right now.
It should.
I know, let's go. I'm ending the podcast right now.
Yeah, podcast over, guys.
So.
Anyways.
What's your B-button? What you playing?
Well, right now, I'm flip-flopping between One Piece, Pirate Warriors 3, which is a gigantic guilty pleasure of mine. Not only is it One Piece, but it's also a Dynasty Warriors
yes.
game. And that game.
Really?
X button. Yeah.
I didn't know
X
that.
Button.
I thought it was just another fighting game.
No, that's Burning Blood coming out
oh,
soon.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah.
Is that one on PS4?
Yep.
Both of them?
Yes. Yeah. Pirate Warriors 3 is only for PS4.
Are you spamming
dear
the
Lord,
X button?
I might get one.
Or the A button?
I start off with the square button.
I see what you did
there.
And
then I end... with the triangle.
Got you.
Yeah.
So no B button for this one.
Nope. B button is a reference to Halo, because that's melee. And it's also, I think I told you the story.
Tell the world.
Long time ago, I was in a car wreck, real quick, before
real.
I continue on what I'm playing.
Okay, it's got dark.
I was in a car wreck. I went to the hospital. Doctor prescribed me a Lortab. At this point in time, I had a very low pill tolerance. It's not saying I pop pills or anything. But, and the bottle said take 2. And I was like, okay, I'll take 2. So I took 2, messed me up.
I'll Didn't take 12.
And I was playing Legend of Zelda, like the original one for NES.
Okay.
And B button is like the everything you do. Like, you throw bombs, open stuff, attack, everything. So I was like, man.
It's one of 2 buttons.
Yeah. B button does, like, everything. That's a good nickname. And that was the birth of B button. Very simple, short, sweet, to the point.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I like it.
And then, besides Pirate Warriors 3, I'm playing the new Naruto game that dropped this past Tuesday.
Is that a fighting game? Or?
It's a fighting game-esque. I never really considered the Naruto games fighting games. They play like the 360 degree Dragon Ball Z fighting games, like Ultimate Tenkaichi and stuff like that, which I don't really consider those fighting games.
Budokai.
Yeah, Budokai, like the straight up like 2D, that I think is a fighting game.
Yes. The first one on
PS2.
PS2, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The pink cover?
It was like a red, orange, and
it was an awful color.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I've been playing those 2 games. I can't really get into the Naruto game that much. I mean, it's good. I don't know enough about Naruto. I can't get into Naruto, but for some reason, I got to play the games because they're really well done. The voice acting is a little weird in this one. There's a lot of pauses. Like, it'll go like, "We will defeat you, Madara."
They got to make it dramatic. You know, they could have put a Lego game and just like straight ripped the audio from the TV show. So there might have been like this real overdramatic music playing.
I kind of wish they'd do that for like the Dragon Ball Z games, like Xenoverse.
Yeah.
Some of those sections are kind of rough because like some of the parts sound like Sean Jamil doing Goku's voice, you know? Like you can tell. You spot his voice from a mile away.
Oh, yeah.
Hear his voice from a mile away? Spot it? Hear it?
Yes.
Whatever.
Anyway,
both of them at the same time. But like the people they do, like Gohan is just god awful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, which version?
It's like, dude, shut up. Like, just die now and never get wished back. But yeah, that's cool. So
yeah.
So you rocking M2?
Yeah. Yeah. Needless to say, I will get to it, the achievement hunt, but like One Piece totally killed me in the achievement hunt, man. It's just
gotcha.
Like, that was my break day.
You thought Street Fighter was.
Street Fighter will be.
Yeah.
What about you, Frosty? What you playing?
I am rocking out some Dark Souls 2. I put it down for about 2 weeks. I think every time I talk about Dark Souls is because I put it down and then I pick it back up. I shouldn't do that. It's a good game.
You need to take breaks from it, otherwise you're going to break the game.
Yeah, that's probably why. That's probably why. I got frustrated with the game, and then I ended up getting some help online. And then from there, from a Scottish girl.
Better than you.
Which is better at video games than me, apparently. Let it be known, Scottish girls are good at video games. But no, she was basically just walking me through everything. She's like, hey, there's a secret door here. Hey, this is what we're going to do to this boss.
So basically, you need to do that for me.
I'm going to do that for you.
Because I hate these stupid little bat things I'm fighting.
You said you're in the wharf?
I think so.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
Those giant little bat things that got giant arms.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Torches, man. They're afraid of
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're afraid of
I didn't know how to light a torch. Yeah. You want to see that whole freaking area. That's terrifying. I couldn't see anything.
You can light up that entire area if you have a Pharaoh's Lockstone.
I don't.
What? What?
Yeah, you know that?
No. Yeah. No, man.
As soon as you go up the stairs, right to the right, there's like a little thing on the ground. You put the stone in, and it lights up the area. So those things won't bother you. Like, they'll go hide.
Oh.
Well, I just went ahead and like lit all the little torches.
That works too, yeah.
So like, stay in your house.
Yeah. I got really frustrated at that part. That game is kind of like Bloodborne, where like you get so frustrated to a certain point, and once you get better, like all of a sudden you're like, oh, yeah. I get it now, and then then you're just cruising through the game, kinda. Mm. I guess I don't know.
Well, I lost like 20,000 souls last night, so I was really upset.
Oh gosh, that's terrible.
Rest in peace, really upset. Souls.
Rest in peace.
But I got the great sword, so I was happy.
Yeah,
I was like, I accomplished the one thing I was wanting.
Dark Souls is really made for co-op too, and that goes along with what you know.
Never done the co-op, so.
Oh my gosh, it's so much
fun.
Well,
actually, I lied. There was this dude I met. His name is The Tank, THE. Shout out, man, if you ever hear this. We met. I think I found his summon. His summon sign. This is Dark Souls 1. And this is all this kid plays is Dark Souls, like 100% all day long. I saw him play. I think I saw him play like Battlefield 3 one day, and then I watched the game change to back to Dark Souls, and then, he helped me out with the Lightning and Ornstein, the Smog and Ornstein fight in Dark Souls 1. He helped me out with that, and then he like saluted me and he like dissipated. I was like, man, that guy's cool. I'll never forget you, D-Tank.
Never forget you. Yeah, well, I was streaming one day, and that Scottish chick, her name is Ouroboro Ninjas. But she's got a name very similar to the real popular YouTuber, Ouroboro Ninja.
I think I know. It's
very similar. She might be
a big fan. Maybe it is.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how positive are you that it was an actual Scottish girl?
Well, she sounded like a Scottish girl.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
but she got on the Twitch channel. She's like, hey, you need some help? And at first I told her no. I was like, no, I got this. And I died like 8 times. And I was like, okay, maybe I do need some help.
You still there? Help me.
Yeah. Help me, please.
Wait, there's voice chat in Dark Souls now?
Well, we partied up.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you just...
They voice party, yeah.
Ooh.
So. But I don't think there is an actual game, because it's always weird when I summon
it's
people.
It's all the points and
I summon people, and they're like, hey,
yeah,
how's it going?
Yeah. Man, I've got a great battle story from Dark Souls 1, man. It was the same thing. Like, somebody invaded my world. And I was like, oh, no. And I see him, and he's like this. He starts walking down the steps. I'm like, oh, man, this is like in those movies where you see the chick coming down the stairs for prom. It's like all slow motion, except he's going to kill me. And then, like, we battled for, like an hour and a half, dude. And we were both down to a little bit of health. I think he was, like, high level. I was, like, low level. And I had this really, like, awesome halberd. And he did this strong attack. I dodged and backstabbed him. I got like 60,000 souls, and I was like, "I'm the man."
That's what's up.
Yeah.
And then you died.
And then you died for no reason. You just died.
Yeah. Probably.
My mace that I have is so leveled up that it hits like a truck, and people don't know that when they fight me. And it's really funny because I got summoned yesterday.
I was watching it on the stream. I'm like, "Why is he using a mace? That thing's lame."
But did you see how much damage it was doing?
I know. Because you were walking in darkness and I didn't see anything.
Oh, yeah. I got stuck in that. I finally figured out how to get out of that part, by the way. I got really lost. But anyway, I got summoned to this guy's world yesterday. And I'm not sure how he did it, but I just appeared in a completely random different part of the map. And he's throwing fireballs at me. Like, he knew I was going to get summoned there.
He's a hacker.
Huh?
It's probably hacking.
Or people. Well, just, it didn't pay off for him. I'm telling you that. Because he's throwing fireballs at me, and I'm dodging them, and then I've like somehow found my way to get up a ladder, and I go to like jump down and hit him, and I end up landing in front of him, and he backstabs me, knocks me down, but he didn't do that much damage. So then I jump up, and he gets his big sword out, and he swings, and I dodge, and I hit him twice and killed him.
Whoa. That's satisfying.
Yeah. Like, he just bam, bam, did.
You know, a lot of people that have been playing the game a long time know where the spawn point, the invasion points are at, so they just wait for people to pop up and throw stuff at them.
Lightning bolt. Yeah. Other than that, played a little bit more Rainbow Six because the DLC got released.
Mm-hmm. How close are you to the plat? Time's running out, Frosty.
No, time is not running out. I'm closer. I just got terrorist hunt achievements. I got to kill 2,500 terrorists. I got to kill 200 through bullet penetration, blah, 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 all that mess. Got to beat a mission on realistic difficulty. Not looking forward to that. I really need a full team to do that. It's going to be tough. No, I'm upset because, you know, Ubisoft released it a while back that the DLC was coming out. And if you had the season pass, you'd get the operators on all early. And you'd get them because, of course, you paid for the season pass.
Right.
But you could buy them with in-game currency called Renown.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to what Capcom's doing with Street Fighter, where you use fight money. Which I'm really excited about, but at the same time, I'm worried. Because I'm feeling like they're trapping you to have to buy the DLC.
It's actually I was watching a video by Maximilian last night. He says, even though you can get the fighters, like, without having the season pass, he says he thinks Capcom hasn't released some information that's beneficial for the season pass, like if you buy it. So I'm thinking I may just buy it, just because.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be caught, because they're doing it in seasons. They're not going to do, like, Super Street Fighter V and then Ultra Street Fighter V plus Arcade Edition.
It's going to be one game, and they're going to just...
Seasons. They're going to do seasons.
And gotcha. Each season, the name of the game's going to change.
Yeah.
That's how they're going to get around of it.
I'll still buy it.
So I think I'm still going to buy it. I might not buy it this week. It'll probably be, the beginning of March when Alex launches, because that's the first DLC character.
How long has it been since you used Alex, man?
A long time.
Dreamcast?
Yeah, right? Because I'm getting the strategy guide the same week that it comes out. And you're probably asking me, audience, like, when are you doing buying a strategy guide for a fighting game? Well...
Dude, I do that.
Yeah, I do too. Bros and gals.
Combos.
Exactly.
Moves.
That. Frame data. Hitboxes. Man, it's...
I have the strategy guide in my attic right now for... I need to bring it down. I don't know why it's doing up there. Shame on me. The Street Fighter, the collection that came out on PS2.
Mm-hmm.
It was really cool because the game had the Street Fighter animated movie on it.
What?
Yeah. Like, you went into the options menu.
Yeah.
And you could play it.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was freaking awesome.
That's nice. That's really nice.
So, I'm really worried because, like, when I first read the article when they were talking about the DLC, I don't know, it just... They said something about it would take you 25 hours to get enough currency, in-game currency, to unlock the characters. And I was like, that can't be right. Because
how many hours did you say?
25? Like 25 hours per operator.
And that's
Or excuse me, 25 hours to be able to unlock both, I think is what it said. And I was like, that can't be right because in the actual game, like you have...
That's assuming you're a good player.
Yeah. And like for a ranked match, for a decent game... We're talking maybe close to 400 renown. Okay.
It's now, cheese.
Yeah. The actual game, the base game, like if you have the FBI operators, you have two attackers, two defenders. The first operator is going to cost you like 500 renown, and then 1,000, and then 1,500, and 2,000 each time. So it's accumulative. And then you have all four FBI operators unlocked. And then you have to do that for like the SAS and the German squad or whatever. And which I've done. You know, I played the game enough. I unlocked everything. For one operator on the DLC.
Two.
25,000 renown.
And how many of them are there?
There are two now released. So we're talking 50,000 renown for both DLC operators. Oh. I unlocked all the And I play the game pretty regularly.
Mm-hmm.
I unlocked every character probably about a month ago,
mm-hmm.
month and a half, something mm-hmm. like that. And I'm currently sitting on almost 21,000.
So would you say you're just above like a casual player?
Yeah.
So like
granted, if I have a good team, that's what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're
right.
Communicating. So that game is all about teamwork.
Yeah.
That's not a Call of Duty whatsoever.
I wouldn't be able to borrow the game from you for a weekend and then be able to unlock a character with the amount of renown that I would get from that weekend, like if I were to do that. That's what it kind of sounds like you're saying.
Like a DLC character, no.
Yeah, yeah, that's character. Ridiculous.
No, regular character, yeah. You go in and you do your training, you'll get enough for maybe two operators.
Yeah.
You know, they...
25,000 renown, you said?
Yeah. Like, the base game, it's very generous. You know, like, if you just play the game... Say you play the game for about 2-3 weeks, and you play... You know, you do really good, you get enough renown, you can unlock a good bit of operators.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking one operator, 25,000 renown. That's a lot of renown from one operator.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like... My point is, it's almost like they're trapping you into buying the season pass. It's like, screw this. There's no way I'm going to get 50,000... Dude... By the time I get enough for both operators, the next DLC package will be
exactly right.
That's
their
idea. You'd play it long enough to get that if you didn't spend the, $20 for the two people.
So I was sitting here thinking, okay, at best, the operators would be 5,000-6,000 renown. I'll just buy them both when they come out with my 20,000 renown. Nope. Not happening.
Nope.
So that's my worry, that the games like that, you know, they're going to trap us, you know. And I hope Capcom doesn't do that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, either buy the season pass or play ranked matches till you're 50 years old to unlock Alex. It's like, I don't want to do that.
I think they're going to give us more stuff for people who buy the season pass rather than just characters.
Oh, definitely. Because you've spent more money on the game.
Exactly, yeah.
And that's why a lot of people don't like Day 1 DLC.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're also saying that this is going to be the first Street... Like, this is going to be the Street Fighter that has the most extra costumes ever.
Which awesome.
I'm stoked for. Yeah. I'm all about those extra costumes.
See, I never got any of the extra costumes from Street Fighter 4 because I had the base Street Fighter 4.
Yeah.
By the time I was done with it, I kind of got out of games for a while, you know, to do like music and stuff. I never had time for games.
Like, everybody has that hiatus, man.
Yeah, exactly. And it's good for you, you know, because when you get back into it, you realize, like, this is my passion. I like doing this.
Oh, yeah.
But I think I ended up getting the next installment, which was Super Street Fighter 4.
Arcade Edition, I think. It was Super Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition.
Yeah. I never got the Ultra or anything. That's why, when I played with you the other night, I was like, what is all this stuff?
Yeah, because you're like, what's Ultra Combo Double? I was like, oh, that's, you could use both your supers if you want.
Who is that? You're like, that's Ryu.
Or
like,
Ultras. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, man. And I told you, I was like, don't go for Omega, because not a lot of people know about Omega. That was the last update after Ultra, where they didn't give it a title change. Omega was ridiculous. Like, Evil Ryu gets this right angle Hadouken that you can like slightly control, and the animation was just poorly done to it. So Omega is like a no-no.
Yes.
So Dark Souls 2, Rainbow Six. I mean, I've been dabbling a little bit and maybe a little bit of indie games, but those have been my two jams lately. I have been playing Diablo 3 a little bit. Playing with Joshua Goldberry, streaming with him on the lunch break during the day. Other than that, man, that's it. Like,
sounds good. We got a very vast amount of. Well, you're playing. Say you're playing your Dark Souls. Two Dark Souls. One. Not playing anime games.
Yeah. Such good games. Like, I'm mad at myself that I'm just
a lot of Japanese games.
Yeah. Oh yeah. A lot of Bandai actually.
Yeah.
And that's cool. Bandai actually had. I recently had a digital sale.
Oh yeah. You told me about that.
Yeah.
Pirate Warriors was like $23.
It makes me so mad because I spent $25 at GameStop for a physical copy of Dark Souls 2. Literally, the next week they had a sale. It was on sale for like $18. Then literally, like this past week, they had another sale. It was on sale again. Are you kidding me?
Should that 7-day refund policy, man?
I know. Like rubbing it in. So. So yeah, that is what we are playing, ladies and gentlemen. This is Remember the Loot. Be sure you rate, review, subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher. We greatly appreciate you listening. We are a Proven Gamer podcast. Go to Proven Gamer and check them out as well. Or check us out, rather. We're doing some updates to the site to make the site a little bit more pleasing to your...
oculars.
I was going to say vocals. That's not a
vocal. Yes.
If you see at your mouth, that'd be a thing, but no.
Unless you're like Beetlejuice. From the Beetlejuice. Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
That was weird.
Yeah, we're on this is the same wavelength couch over here, man.
We're just, y'all, yeah,
I'm talking to T-Bird telepathically.
Static
right
electricity
now.
Is like connecting your brains. Yeah. So but yeah. We have an update on the achievement hunt. T-Bird, how many achievement points you have now?
I think I'm like 200 points shy of 3,000.
Okay.
And that's just good enough for second place.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. The guy ahead of me, he's got 7,000.
7,000.
So, yeah. Yeah. It's pretty bad. He's, that gap's pretty big.
Oh, yeah.
So, Resident Daryl's younger brother, Cray, is a bit of an Xbox
fanboy,
White Knight, Power Ranger. He is all about them achievements. And this Joker had two TVs going at the same time. Granted, his wife was probably playing one.
No way. He did clarify. He did clarify that he was playing both.
How do you do that? What is he using his feet?
He was playing Telltale games.
Oh, come on.
They really don't need a whole lot of, like, you don't have to really focus a lot on them.
It's a pop-up book.
It's not a pop-up book. It's not that bad. You just got to make some decisions, and that's
what's
pretty much
pop-up
it.
Pop-up books?
They're boring.
Do you have a problem with pop-up books?
Would have been great for Cray if he had, like, an Oculus Rift, and, like, he put it on and had both screens for one TV on each eye. So
he takes it off, and he's cross-eyed. Like, what just happened?
That would be awesome.
Cray, if you heard that, like, if you're buying an Oculus Rift right now, I'm sorry.
Hey, he's not.
He's right.
I know this.
Yeah, he has 7,000. He's made a bold statement that he will reach 10,000 by when? Next weekend? This weekend?
Sometime this next, like, upcoming week, he'll be at 10,000.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
I remember struggling just to get to 1,000. Like,
have you even broke 1,000 yet?
Huh?
Have you broke 1,000 yet?
Not in this achievement hunt.
Jeez. Come on, man.
I'm still at, like, 350.
Come on.
I don't have. That's my thing, though.
Get you some games.
I have games that are challenging.
Dude, you can literally go buy $10 games at GameStop right now. You can get a lot of achievements for.
That's what my wife wants me to do. She's like, let's go to the flea market and try to find some real cheap games. And, like, she wants to play Skyrim again. And I'm like, I want to get
it for the PlayStation so you can get the plat.
That's what I want to do. I was like, I want to get you, like, a PS3 in Skyrim. And she's like,
well, she's got one right there.
What's wrong with 360? Because she's wanting to get to 360 for really cheap so she can play these games that she used to play. And I'm like, it sounds good, but I'm
getting for the PlayStation.
That's what I told her. But it doesn't help my calls in achievement hunt. That's my point.
If she got it on 360, it wouldn't help either. Because it'd probably be under her profile.
That's true. But if, let's just say I were to go out, because I have a 360 in my man cave right now. That I was playing.
And if you want to borrow it, I can just let you borrow it because I still have it.
You still have it?
It's Skyrim. I'm never getting rid of that thing.
It's in a, but you got to break the glass case that it's in. And
it's not in a glass case. It's not that important to me.
But she's been wanting to play it again, and I was kind of willing to go to the flea market tomorrow and look for a copy and have her play it and give me some achievements. But at the same time, that's one of them games that it'll take you a long time. To get a lot of achievements.
Well, if you plug through the main story, I think that's like an easy 200.
Yeah. Yep. It's not 7,000.
Easy 200.
Easy 200. So that'll put me at like 5.
Like an easy 5 or 700.
What's Cray's total?
His overall.
His overall total.
Now it's probably like 178.
Go over like the rest of the people and I'll find that out for y'all right now.
Okay. T-Bird is in second with almost 3. Said that.
Just shy.
And Resident Daryl and B-Button Guy is fighting it out for third with just under 2K. Now, you said that One Piece has consumed your life.
Yes. It's like, I remember, I think you, me, and Daryl were on a PS4 party chat. And I was like silent through most of the thing because I was trying to unlock Shanks. And Shanks is one of the most BA characters in the One Piece universe. And it was just taking so long. And next thing I know, it was 7 a.m. And I'm still playing One Piece. I just couldn't put it down, man. It's a Dynasty Warriors game, dude. There's something satisfying about destroying hordes of enemies.
Yeah, dude.
Did
you play Hyrule Warriors? I believe I asked you that.
That was so much fun. I did, but I could only play it for like a day because we only had one copy at the store that I could borrow.
Gotcha.
and the install time was like ridiculously like long. Like, so I couldn't.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was weird. It was one of those days, like, you know, like for some reason lately my internet's been spotty. Same thing happened around the same time last year. I think it's the weather. Really?
Yeah, it might be. Yeah.
Who are you with? Who are you with?
Time Warner.
There's your problem.
Well, I mean, I love Time Warner. I've never had a problem with Time Warner. But, like, just, like, when it gets really cold, like, dangerously cold at like late at night, because I'm a night owl. I stay up. Like, when I see the sun, I'm like, that's my alarm clock to go to bed. But, yeah, it took forever to install. I played it for about 2 hours. But it wasn't, like, the same satisfaction that I get from, like, not first-party games, but, like, the higher console. Not to rag on the Wii U or anything, but, like, I did a double Musou attack on Pyro Warriors, and I killed over 1,200 enemies on screen. There was 1,200 NPCs on the screen at one time.
Nice.
I couldn't do that on the Wii U.
No.
So it was ridiculous. The Naruto game, I did unlock a few achievements in this past week, so I might have surpassed Daryl.
Yeah, we didn't really get a count of everybody. We kind of slacked on that.
So,
but Cray, good God Almighty, he's getting close to 200K. Mm. He's at 172,227.
I'll surpass him by the end of the year.
Good luck with that.
What are you at?
I'm at like 67,000.
You got to pass me first.
Bold statement.
Bold statement, indeed.
That's what we're all about, man. We're all about that bold statement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the update for the achievement hunt. Now, next month, we are doing a trophy war. It is the Loot Crew versus the Trophy Whores.
It's Trophy Hoes.
Trophy Hoochies.
Skanks.
Trophy Dykes.
I like it.
Yes. So yeah, that's next month. I'm really looking forward to that because there's a ton of indie games that I've been wanting to go back and finish, but I've been saving them.
Same
for the trophy war.
I bought like 6 games on these past 2 sales.
Yeah,
so like I'm ready to play them.
Well, you can't pass it up. Like $4 or $5, $6. No,
like I got Soma sitting. Ooh. I got The Vanishing of Ethan Carter sitting.
Yes.
I got Everyone's Gone to the Rapture. Bastion, Transistor, and one other weird RPG.
Did you play Bastion? You
no.
That's good.
That's why I bought it.
You got a lot of crowd favorites, man. Like, exactly. Those games were all, like, highly regarded.
I know you like the top-down Zelda. Old school Zelda.
Yeah.
No.
I've never played a single Zelda, so don't ask me.
That's crazy. How do you do that?
Yeah, that's weird.
Because Mario. And PlayStation.
Mario on PlayStation.
Whoa, man. Whoa.
Whoa. Doesn't that just blow your mind?
Whoa. I can't handle it.
But now, looking forward to it because I have Limbo. I got to finish.
Mm. Yeah, I got that one too.
I have Tesla Grad, which is actually a pretty cool game.
Apparently, it's really hard too.
Is it?
I don't know.
Oh, you talking about when I play it?
Yeah,
I was
you're
fighting
struggling.
That stupid bird? Dude, like, it was such a okay, you ever been on an easy boss and you know it's easy and the thing just kills you over and over again? And you're like, I know I can beat this thing. It's like, but you just do something stupid just to die.
You haven't done that weird, like, it's a not a gamer's curse, but it's like, yeah, you try so hard on a boss the night before, and, like, you die, like, 8 times in a row. You go to sleep, wake up, you, like, you one try him the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That didn't happen to you.
I love doing that.
Dude, it's, like, the best feeling. You're like, why didn't I do this last night?
I've done it on, I actually did it on Bloodborne.
I've done that a lot in Bloodborne.
Bloodborne, yeah.
It's so satisfying.
When I first started playing, and that's what irritated me, is when me and Tanner, we started playing Bloodborne at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
This Joker one-shots the Cleric Beast and Father Gascoigne, like they weren't even there. And I'm sitting there, like, messaging him, like, dude, this is so freaking hard. He's like, oh, yeah, I beat them one try. I'm like, what? So, I you can ask my wife. I'm sitting there, like, throwing all kind of obscenities at the TV. Like, I'm mad at this game. I'm like, freak this. I'm going to bed. I turn the game off. Next day, you know, one shot, it killed Father Gascoigne. I was like, are you serious?
Nah,
like,
man.
That's all it took? And this is, like, before I knew that you could do visceral attacks. So, like, where he turns into the beast, and when he jumps at you, you shoot him, and you can do your visceral attack and do, like, a lot of damage. Like, I didn't even know you could do that. So I'm sitting there, like, having to dodge all his attacks and stuff, like a casual.
I've lost him once. That's because I got stuck on a stupid rock.
That'll happen.
And I was so pissed, and I went and beat him like he was. I made him look like a little punk AB.
Punky B. So yeah, looking forward to finishing some of those games.
Oh yeah,
and hopefully getting my plat on Rainbow Six Siege.
Good luck, my
friend. I got a couple plats I'm gonna try to get.
Like,
I'm not gonna give them.
Oh
yeah, I've got a. Don't like, you say I'm it. Kind of y'all's secret weapon for this trophy hunt or trophy war, because I have a huge library of games to go after. Because my trophy level is really low.
Now, is this PS4 same only? Or is this everything?
Everything. Vita, PS3.
So we're letting it all hang out.
If you want, PlayStation 2, PlayStation 1.
PlayStation okay. 2.
Well, it technically can be PlayStation 2 now, since you can buy some PlayStation 2 games on PS4.
Here's a question for you, Tanner.
What?
How far are you getting your plat on Dark Cloud 2?
I haven't started it, because, one, I don't know. I just haven't started.
You're like, dude, Dark Cloud.
I want to, but achievement hunt right now. Next month is trophy... The trophy war. Can't really spend 200 hours on a game trying to get everything.
Mm. Heck no. Ain't about that.
I mean, I plan on going all out for the trophy war.
Yeah.
Because my secret weapon that I pulled out at the beginning of the trophy hunt or the achievement war. Achievement hunt. I'm going to.
Words.
Same. Yeah, words are hard. I plan on using that same game for the trophy thing, my Bob. So we'll see how that goes.
Very nice. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Ohio, because I am us.
I will be planting Hannah Montana.
Don't degrade yourself. Do not degrade yourself.
I can't do it. Like, I'm dad and duck dynasty.
Don't. Don't.
The collector's edition of Duck Dynasty comes with a duck call.
The neglector's edition?
The collector's edition. I had people.
Do you have any?
We might, actually.
I might go and get that.
Because we had people who pre-ordered it. And the guy who walked in to pick up his pre-order looked like he walked straight up off the show. I was like, there you go, man. And he's like, thank you.
That's so awesome.
It was
what if he like just took the duck call off and just left the game? He walks out.
He just walks out the store, opens it, drops the thing on.
Yeah, he walks to some kid, you can have this.
Yeah, there you go.
I need a new duck call.
I'm paying $150 for it.
How about some news?
I don't want none.
You want it.
No, I don't.
You want it bad. I can see it.
I don't.
Yeah, I could go for some news right now, man.
Thank you, B Button Guy. No, I'm glad you're cooperating with me. No problem. This segment of News for News is
a new guy.
Tanner Tevers, like, you're off the show. You're off. This segment of News for Noobs is brought to you by, as always, Fight Stick Guy. For custom handcrafted fight sticks, go to Facebook.com/Fight Stick Guy because you don't bring a pad to a stick fight. Speaking of Fight Stick Guy, Brian Patterson from Fight Stick Guy will be at Friday Night Fights next Friday, February 19th, playing Street Fighter V with us. I'm super stoked. He will be ringing fight sticks. We will be beating each other's brains in. It will be glorious. So, twitch.tv/provinggamer. We will be doing this. It's on. It's going to be on like Donkey Kong. First topic in the news, we have a new Walking Dead video game coming out.
Yawn.
Shocker. It's a Telltale game.
Yawn.
Are you guys excited about this at all?
Nope. There's a reason I'm not winning this achievement hunt. It's because I'm not playing Telltale games. And it's not a jab at anybody. That's why I'm not winning.
How about you, B-Button? Do you like Telltale games? Do you like that kind of game style? Like the...
I used to like the Choose Your Own Adventure books back in the day when I was a kid.
Jeez.
You
sound like me now.
I mean, they're fun. I mean, the story in the game is really well done. It's just it's a grinding game. It's a grinding game, and when you have so long to make a decision on, like, when that little thing pops up.
Yeah.
I'm such an indecisive person. I'm like,
yeah. Which one do I do?
Yeah, right?
What do I do with my hands?
And then, like, if you choose the wrong one, like, you end up either, like, killing your best friend, shooting your foot off, or doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. So, it's a pretty hectic game.
In that order.
In that exact order.
The closest thing I've played to a Telltale game was Until Dawn. And I'm glad I did. The graphics were phenomenal. The storytelling was really good. Now, was it Game of the Year? No.
The... parts where you have to keep the controller still. Oh wow, my southern came out for a second.
Stale.
the parts where you have to keep the controller still was crap because the very last part, keeping it spoiler free, where you're behind this character's behind this post, and the Winnebago, Wendigo, whatever, I can't really think of the name of it. The
Wendigo.
The Wendigo.
The Wendigo. Wendigo.
I lost it for a second.
Wendigo.
Dingo, it's your baby.
when the the thing the is looking for you, the Winnebago, is hunting for you, and you have to keep control still. I put it down. I put it down on the desk, the table that was in front of me, and said I moved. And
well, and like if you're holding it and you put it down while it's
well, I did it like well, I guess, but like I kept everyone alive my first playthrough, but that that effed me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man, I was doing so great.
But that was a cool game.
It was a cool game. It was a great concept. Hayden Panettiere. Every time I saw him on the screen, I was like, "Save the cheerleader, save the world." Every time
yes.
I saw him.
Yes, dude. Like I couldn't help it. Like I'm sitting there, like is she gonna like not die or
is she gonna regenerate? Yeah.
I haven't played it yet. It's still in the wrapper.
It's good.
Wow.
I mean, I bought it for $20 at Best Buy Black Friday, so
it's an easy platinum.
Yeah, that's why I got it.
Yep.
It's an easy platinum, but it is grind.
Yes. Because
you cannot skip the cinematics. Mm-mm. And Daryl, now I've had this discussion with Daryl.
Can you speedrun it?
Absolutely not.
I guess if you know, like if you memorize what button does what, I guess you could. Like decision wise.
Yeah.
I suppose. Just when you play it, don't mess with any animals on the mountain, bro.
I wouldn't mess with all the animals.
Oh man.
The idea for me is whenever I actually play it, I'm gonna try to get everyone killed.
And that you'll get a trophy for that.
Yeah,
exactly.
I think the game actually self destructs if you don't get.
I'm okay some with
are,
that.
Some of those are actually really satisfying because, like, 5 minutes into the game, you're like, I want everyone in this game to die.
From what I hear, they're all like really annoying, douchebaggy, like college kids.
Except for Hayden's character, I think she was really stand. She was like stand up.
Mike started out as a douchey character, and then he ended up being my favorite.
The glasses guy? Glasses kid?
No, that's Chris. Mike was the dude that went into the sane asylum.
Oh, yeah.
He ended up being my favorite.
Dog
character.
And stuff.
With the freaking bear trap.
Yeah, I called him Nathan Drake because he looks like Nathan.
No, Nathan Drake. No. So, yeah. But the acting and all in the game was just, it was spot on. It really was. It was good.
Yeah.
No, I mean, the game, I think, ended up getting like, depending on where you read it, it could get into a 6.5 or an 8. But, you know, I think that you know, the storytelling, I think, grips people more than, you know, the actual gameplay would.
Yeah.
You know, that's just like people, like I see people now arguing, like, was Last of Us really a good game? Because it's, you know, it's very story driven. But the gameplay was actually really good.
Same thing with like Firewatch and Gone Home. People either love it or they don't. Yeah. They either connect with the story or they don't connect with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A question for you, Frosty.
What's up, man?
Did you miss or did you get that high five near the beginning of the game?
I missed it.
Missed it. Me too. It hit the look on his face when you missed the high five.
Dude,
it's the most terrifying. Yeah, it's the most terrifying part of the game because he looks at you. He's like, "All right."
Yeah, he just kind of.
Yeah.
He's like he just asked her out and she turned him down. That's
pretty
what,
much, man.
That's pretty much pretty what much. Just happened. So. Rocket League is coming to Xbox One.
Gonna 100% it.
Cool.
We did announce that.
17th, right?
I believe so.
Day after Street Fighter. Shame.
You know, we put the links in our notes.
But we never click on them.
We should maybe put the info in the notes.
Good point. But you know what? We ain't smart, so we didn't do that. February 17th.
Ooh,
that's 17th. The day.
Boom. Look at him.
Boom.
He's got it.
Big brain on B button.
All right, T-Bird, maybe you can help me out with this one, too.
No.
The Division open beta. When's it launching?
I don't know. Give me a second. I got open link.
February 20th?
Open link? God.
God. I think so.
Is that what I told you? Because we're... Okay, Proving Gamer is having a community event.
Mm-hmm. The Division open beta will start February 19th. Ooh. And it will end on the 21st.
That's right, because it's starting Fight Night. But we ain't going to be playing Division.
Not.
This guy is...
Not Fight Night. I don't know. I want to do
it. I'm not playing fighting games.
I want to do it, but I'm not.
You're
going
to come to my house, and you're going to play Street Fighter V with us.
No.
Or you're off this podcast.
Okay.
You'll never work in this town again.
I'm okay with that.
Did you say never work in this town again?
Yeah, I did. I went full movie producer on you.
But you know what? Xbox actually gives it a day early. You get it February 18th.
Cool.
The
cool.
beta? So,
yes.
I don't know if I'm excited for Division, man. I'm not a big shooter guy. And plus, it's Ubisoft, right?
Yeah.
It's solid. Did you get to play the closed beta?
No.
It's really good.
Really?
Yes.
Despite their... Now, Ubisoft makes good games. They're getting a bad rap because of the yearly release with Assassin's Creed, which, by the way, it just got announced that they will not be releasing Assassin's Creed this year.
Good.
It's actually been confirmed for a while.
So,
it wasn't coming out this year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's super confirmed, all right? You heard it here first, Approving Gamer.
Super ultra confirmed arcade edition.
Alpha okay, 3. I'll take it then. I'll
yeah.
take it.
Yeah. But no, bleh. So that means Watch Dogs Brain 2 fart. Is coming out. Yeah?
I'd be okay with it.
I wouldn't. I didn't like Watch Dogs.
A lot of people didn't like Watch Dogs.
I like the idea of it.
That's what
it's cool. It's cool to run around in the city and just hacking everything. Mm-hmm. The driving was terrible.
Yes.
The graphics look atrocious. At least on Xbox One. I haven't tried it on PS4 or PC.
They sold it though in the E3 trailer.
Yeah. Oh yeah. People that play it on the PC can still make it look a lot better than what it is, but yeah, I don't know.
People on PC can make Pac-Man look good.
They're really good.
Yeah. I mean, they make Minecraft look good.
Yeah.
Like really good.
Some of that water that I've seen in some mods, dude. God. It's like, wow. I want to drink that water.
I wonder when a Minecraft 2 is coming out.
Never.
Minecraft, yeah, I hope. Well, I mean, they've speculated ever since Microsoft bought Minecraft that they're going to make a Minecraft 2, but I think that'd be...
They don't need to.
I got into Minecraft a little bit. I downloaded it on the PS4. Mm-hmm. I mean, my wife played. Mm-hmm. And, like, we would play till 4 in the morning and do nothing.
That's because it's propelled by self-goal. There's no, yeah. there's no like, okay, I got to go rescue the princess from this castle. It's, what do I want to build today?
Yeah.
I want to build the Statue of Liberty.
When we first started playing... And when I got the controls down, because I had played a little bit on 360, so I had a familiarity with what to do.
Mm.
My wife was jumping into it, like, with the blindfold on, head first to 12-foot deep water. She's like, you know, what do I do? How do I do this? What's this game about? And I was telling her, and then when, like, it'd be 3-4 o'clock in the morning, and we were just digging, like,
yep.
digging tunnels. Like, we didn't even start building. We didn't start building until, like, the next week.
Oh, wow. So,
we played for a couple weeks and then put it down. Well, mostly because she got Diablo 3, and we played that game a lot.
Yeah, I think we should do a. I remember the loot hardcore run.
Yes, I need to.
No, because I don't have it.
Get it, dude! I think you'd really love Diablo.
I got 790 points on Xbox. Of course, I love it.
I'll buy a copy.
I know you had it on Xbox.
You borrow my copy. I'll borrow a copy from the store. Done.
I should have bought it Black Friday because I saw it at Best Buy and it was $20. I went home and I was like, I need to go back and buy this right now. I didn't.
It's a shame, man.
I know.
It's good.
It's really fun.
But yeah, The Division, it's not what you think. It's not really a shooter. It's got RPG elements. I'm sure you've read on it.
It's straight up. This is a straight up RPG, third person RPG shooter.
I'll say T-Bird absolutely loves it because...
I like RPGs.
It's like
third-person shooters.
Yeah, well, it's like kind of like Destiny.
It's going to be kind of like Destiny.
Yeah, and see, I never played Destiny. I'm not used to it. The only thing closest to that I played was Borderlands. Now, I really like Borderlands.
Mm-hmm.
I love the idea. It was the RPG elements in the first-person shooter. Wasn't quite like Destiny, but you still had RPG elements with...
Destiny sucks. That's what I'm saying.
I agree.
Now it does.
You put,
a lot of hours into it. I put too much time into it. I put way too much time into that
Apparently,
game.
Apparently, Destiny 2 is coming out.
Next year.
Yeah.
Is it really? Is it confirmed?
Yeah, it's sometime next year.
Yeah.
They actually just announced that they're doing another big content update. Just an update.
Okay.
For PvP, by PvE stuff, to give players more stuff to do.
Okay.
They're going to bump your light level up a little bit, and you can find better gear.
Then,
after that, there's going to be an actual expansion, one more, before Destiny 2.
Most importantly,
that's gonna be pretty cool. I might actually get back into it then.
I might too. What, mainly because they added the Hotline Bling dance as an emote.
Yes, I need to buy it. I need to go on there and buy it because I got the Carlton and I love it. That was like the most satisfying thing ever.
$5. Take my money.
I did. They took my money. I was so happy.
Yeah, the Hotline Bling dance, man.
I need that one.
Real quick, we're on the subject of Xbox One and stuff like that. Apparently, a gamer in the UK who was a part of the preview program, he had his Xbox set to where he didn't need to have it since he was part of the preview program. And it shows that Red Dead Redemption will be the next game added to the backwards compatibility.
It's one of them.
Yeah, one of them. Yeah.
It's one of the ones they're testing.
Yeah.
So Red Dead is going to be on Xbox One. And that's going to be so freaking awesome.
It is.
That rocks.
Hopefully it'll boost like Red Dead up to the point where Rockstar will be like, maybe we need a Red Dead 2.
There's no need for that. That game's going to get a second one. It's just a matter of when.
No, that's true. I mean, props to Rockstar, though, because, I mean, they have their dev time for a game, I think, is the perfect amount of development, rather than your Call of Duty or your Assassin's Creed, who pump out a game every year. It's just, they end up, like, being cookie-cutter, not that great. I mean, look at Unity. Yeah, shots fired.
Let's not talk about that one.
Yeah, right?
That one was terrible.
But when you have, Grand Theft Auto 4 to 5, was it, like, 5-6 years between games?
I want to say it was, like, 5 years.
5 years?
Yeah.
I mean, it was... It's a solid game. They added new features, like you switch between characters whenever like you wanted to. Looked great. It looked great even on the 360.
Yeah, I actually played it on PS3. Yeah.
So hopefully when Grand Theft Auto 6 rolls around, like I had a guy come in the store the other night. He was like, "Hey man, can I pre-order Grand Theft Auto 6?" I was like, "Bro, that's not even announced yet."
So, are you serious?
Yeah, I'm dead serious, man. Wow, you'll awesome. Be surprised at what I'm asked at GameStop, man. Where's your NESs at? Second and Charles.
Yeah. Yes. Not here. What do you think this is, Rhino?
Huh?
So what do you think this is, Rhino games?
Exactly right. I found a copy of Ninja Gaiden Black in my house the other day that had a Rhino receipt in it.
Jeez. It was awesome.
I have a copy of ActRaiser 2 in that room, which reminded me to show you. I'll show you my goods.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll show you my Super Nintendo games.
Uh-oh. What's that code word for?
Hey,
code word for bromance.
No,
man.
It's got a Rhino sticker on the back.
Ooh,
so
yeah, nice.
Rest
thinking
in peace,
about wearing Rhino. my Ryu headband to fight night. Cause I've got a
dude. Do you have the gloves?
No.
That what's his name Moore on the PSX?
No.
Everyone was making fun of that.
I
was like,
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
He's like, God, it looks so stupid. I was like, yeah, I know, it's stupid. I want a pair.
Secretly why he was saying that, he was on eBay trying to find some.
I'm on Amazon looking for... speaking of Amazon, ProvingGamer.com is sponsored by Amazon.
That just made my eyes twitch really hard.
What? That's a good segue.
No, it wasn't.
It was a great segue.
I liked it.
You're jealous because you didn't think of it.
I'm not.
Listen, new guy.
Hey, man.
New guy. You're pushing it, man.
Sorry.
Go to provinggamer.com, click on Amazon link, do all your shopping through us. It doesn't cost you any extra, and helps the site out tremendously. In doing so, you'd be helping us out, and we'd greatly appreciate that. I have to specify, it doesn't cost you any extra, because I was explaining this to Goldsberry, and Goldsberry was like, so if I go to Amazon and click on the Amazon link and do all my shopping through Proving Gamer, you will pay for all my stuff? I'm like, nine. That's not how this works.
So my wish list that I've been making for the past 3 years, you guys will buy?
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much.
Next topic in the news, Xbox One players spend more money with Ubisoft than PS4 players. A financial report released by Ubisoft this week looks...
Jeez.
Can't read.
Just knock everything over.
Reading is good. A financial report released by Ubisoft this week looks set to further exacerbate? Is that a word?
Exacerbate? Man, yeah, man. You ever seen Shaun of the Dead?
Exacerbate?
Exacerbate, yeah. That was a running
gag.
Do you
use this word daily?
Weekly. I say it too. Yeah.
Weekly. Touche. Touche, B button. Touche.
I say it to some of my GameStop customers that come in and they look at me. I had a guy the other day. I was putting games up or something in drawers, and my assistant manager was talking to me, and the guy says, "Thank you for your patronage. The customer." And I'm like, hey, you're the patron, dummy. I'm sorry if you heard this. If you know who you are, man, I'm so sorry. But I snickered while I was putting hands up.
That's amazing.
So anyway, Ubisoft this week looks set to further masturbate the console wars between owners of the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4. According to the studio, there's more value to a player who's playing on one of Microsoft's consoles than those gaming on Sony's platform. To be clear, that metric of value explicitly refers to the average revenue per player collected by Ubisoft on each system. For every $1 on a PlayStation player will spend on the studio's wares, an an Xbox user will spend $1.25. Burn face. According to a report from VentureBeat. Oh, according to a report from VentureBeat. For obvious reasons, that makes the Xbox audience very attractive to a publisher. So that's interesting. That means you spend more money.
So the smaller group is more attractive to the companies?
Because it's Microsoft, man. I mean, that's my thing. Microsoft's always been a bit of a tyrant when it came to, you know, sales and money and monopolizing stuff, you know. Which, I mean, it's a business. It's a very cutthroat business. And, you know, I get it. You want to be on top, you know. Mm-hmm.
Well, like, if they want to be on top, they need to start making their deals with Gold better.
Yeah.
Dude, they were solid out of the gate.
this week's, it's laughable.
Like, the hand of really hate.
No. I'm talking about like the deals, the sales.
Oh, the deals. Oh,
like,
I got
Deadpool
you.
Was the only legit game, and there was a bunch of other crap that nobody cares about.
How much was Deadpool?
25, something like that.
Yeah, that game is awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm saying that's the only notable, like, noteworthy game.
I think Shark Cards have been up there for like the longest time.
I don't remember.
Yeah,
I gave them up.
Do you think that's because maybe Sony's pushing like the indie scene more?
I have no clue. I think it's just Xbox doesn't know how to sell stuff right.
I honestly think without
their marketing has always been, especially when it comes to Xbox, their marketing has always been weird. Like, Microsoft PCs sell themselves. Mm. They have for years.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Back with the deals, with the gold stuff, there's been weeks where, like, 1 week will be all Battlefield stuff on sale. 2 weeks later, all Battlefield stuff again. I'm like,
yeah.
Y'all just had the sale.
Yeah.
Chill, brah. Chill.
Battlefield on Kinect.
And then,
like, no, stop it.
Like, this week, it's token packs for NBA 2K16.
What?
Yeah, exactly. Deadpool.
Token packs for a basketball game?
Yeah.
I'll leave that there.
I don't know. It's ridiculous.
Moving on.
Yeah, let's just keep going. Because after that and Deadpool was like stuff nobody cares about.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, like, PlayStation went through that a few times, you know.
Yeah.
Still, there's more of a list of games than
there is.
This little block.
Like, I could really care less about Num Num Galaxy. I have it downloaded, I haven't even played it yet. Now, granted, I could play it and maybe be like, yeah, this is enjoyable for like a sit down chill game. But then they also give you Helldivers. Helldivers is awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And while we're on, like, jumping back Rocket League on Xbox One, mm-hmm. without Sony like making Rocket League free, I think it was November or October, whatever it was, we probably wouldn't even have Rocket League on Xbox One now.
No.
Yeah. Because everyone's like, Rocket League, what is this?
And now, you know, though, even despite the fact that it'd be interesting to look at the statistics on like how many people actually downloaded it when it was free. Because, like,
it was enough to make it where people spent $20 million on it.
Yeah. And they made, $500 million. They spent $20 million making the game.
Oh, yeah. That's right. My bad.
$500 million.
No. They spent $2 million making it, and they made, like, $20 million back. You got your numbers mixed up.
I don't know, man.
You got your numbers mixed up, man.
Well, Psyonix has made money.
They made a lot of money.
Yeah.
They made a
lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Made a Richard lot of money. A Richard ton.
A Richardson.
Richardson. So, yeah. I mean, you'll be surprised at the amount of people that don't cash in and download these free games. Like, I talk to people every day. They're like, they don't know. They don't care. You know, like, I was talking to somebody the other day. And I was like, you know, we get this game free next month. He's like, oh, I didn't even know. Or like, it'll be free that month. And they haven't even downloaded it yet or have no desire to. I'm like, download it and try it. You might like it.
Every month I go on the website, add all the free stuff to the cart, and just check out. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
And it's just ready. If I want to play it, I'll just download it on the console afterwards.
That's awesome. That's awesome service.
Do you have to actually download the game, like, fully on your console for it to be counted as free?
You can literally go on your phone, go to the Sony website, and just add everything to the cart and just sit and buy. It'll be in your library, ready for you to download the next time you want it.
Okay.
Now, from your phone, you can also just click, at least for the PlayStation 4 games, you can click download to PlayStation 4, and it'll go straight to your console from there.
Mm-hmm. Sony's app for the PlayStation 4, I honestly like the store side a lot more than Xbox One's Smart Glass.
Smart Glass is terrible.
Yeah, because, like, you can take a picture of your code, and it adds it to your wallet. That is one of the best things I've ever seen. Granted,
now see, you can do that with the Xbox, but you have to have a Kinect.
Exactly right.
But I get it. It's the convenience of just being able to
more
do
people
it from
have
your phone.
A phone than a Kinect.
So I think half the people that bought a date, like the first like month, got rid of that Kinect.
I just got rid of mine.
I got rid of mine in the first month.
I mean, was it cool coming to the Xbox, turn on?
It was cool. All I had to do was sit in front of it and just log me in.
Yeah.
I was like, that's so cool.
But it still does
but
that,
you're still watching me. I don't like this.
Yeah, not mentioned the... I never bought a Kinect for one reason.
Microsoft?
Marketing campaigns and E3 were atrocious.
Was it that kid when they called it the...
Any of them, dude. Even like, because I went back and watched... It's like E3, the worst of E3, you know, like a lot of them involved Microsoft Kinect presentations.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd have like the kid petting the tiger.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, nah, dude, that's so fun. It's so much fun. I'm like sitting there like casual.
My favorite worst moment of E3 was when that guy comes out. He looked a lot like the guy from the Slap Chop commercial. He was like, we're about to change the world of gaming. Peggle 2!
I was like, no, stop it.
Oh, man.
Oh, gosh. I think the coolest thing the Kinect ever did was, like, serve as little tiny propellers behind Deadmau5 when he performed at the VGAs. That's it.
Yeah, pretty
That's
much.
That's it, man. Mm. So, yeah, next topic. There is a live-action/animated hybrid Sonic the Hedgehog movie set to release 2018.
The sound of that just annoys the crap out of me.
No, thanks.
A live-action Sonic movie? No.
I'll watch it if
live-action/animated.
That doesn't work.
So I picture, like, Garfield. Like, you know how Garfield was, like, live-action?
Yeah,
yeah. Garfield was animated?
Bill Murray?
Huh?
Bill Murray versus Garfield on that one?
Yeah.
Now, I'll give it a chance if they get the guy that played Urkel from Family Matters to voice Sonic, because he voiced him in the old cartoon.
Oh, Jaleel White.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll watch it if they get him to voice Sonic. I'll give it a shot.
Why do I know that?
I'm gonna watch it just because of Sonic, but I'm probably not gonna like it.
Insert. Kind
of like me when I went to go see Dragon Ball Evolution.
Oh man, best movie of all time.
I still can't believe you went and saw that.
I went and saw it. I was excited to see it. I went and saw it with somebody who wasn't a Dragon Ball fan.
How many crimes
and what
did you
they think? They just swore it off.
That was horrible.
You ruined Dragon Ball Z for them forever?
Like, the whole time, like, the whole way home, I'm explaining, like, this is not Dragon Ball. You're like, you don't understand.
This was like an
atrocity. Your fault. It's your fault that there's one less person that likes Dragon Ball Z.
I know.
Yeah, I wouldn't even be mad like anything anyway. If someone's first encounter with Dragon Ball was like Evolution and they didn't like Dragon Ball, I was like, that's not my fault. That's whoever's fault.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I remember staying up really late and I downloaded the a hardcore bootleg version of the movie because I was super excited to watch it.
What kind of movie are you talking about?
Dragon Ball Evolution.
Bootleg.
Oh, sorry. And I remember just being so upset. I was like, that's not Piccolo. That's not the Great Eight.
Like
that's
Goku
not a command, anyway.
Goku was in high school.
Yeah, it's totally weird.
And he was a white guy.
Yeah, I watched CinemaSins, Everything Wrong With Dragon Ball Evolution.
Mm-hmm.
It was so great. They tore it apart.
Yeah, Master Roshi was...
Chow Yun-Fat. Yeah. Probably the best part of the movie was Chow Yun-Fat. Just poorly directed.
Poorly directed. How about, like, they were basically ripping off Last Airbender?
Yep. Pretty
it's
much.
Like, what?
Angel from freaking...
Like, where's all the cool key blasts? Like,
right,
this is...
yeah. Angel from Buffy was Piccolo.
Ugh.
Yeah.
It's a bad movie.
It was a train wreck, man.
Ugh.
So,
Grandpa, I'm so excited to see you.
Oh, man.
So, no Goku, go die.
Yeah, right. Now, would you rather watch M. Night Shyamalan's Last Airbender, or would you rather watch Dragon Ball Evolution?
Airbender.
I never saw that one. I never saw that. Really? I wasn't a big Last Airbender dude.
Neither was I, but I'm like a fan of movies, you know? So I was like, I'll give it a shot. I mean, how bad could it be?
Talking about the death of M. Night Shyamalan's career?
Yeah, pretty much, dude. I watched the first 15 minutes of it. I was like, I can't do this. I really can't. Because, I mean, like, not only it was bad green screen, they had, like, Inuit people played by, like, white people, which, I mean, like, is bad.
Well, that's my argument with, like, live-action movies. Like, you cannot take an anime. I guess you could, depending on what... Like, you could take... Probably take Cowboy Bebop and make it a movie.
Yeah, oh, they yeah, actually, dude. They actually have a screenshot of that. What's his face? Some British dude. I can't remember. I think he's one of the Doctor Who's. Cumberbatch.
Benedict.
Yes, that guy.
Cumberbatch. The third.
Right. He's he actually was like, I think he cosplayed as the guy from Cowboy Bebop.
Spike.
Yeah, now, Spike.
Awesome. To clarify.
He looks like Spike.
That's awesome. To clarify, he's not Doctor Who. He's Sherlock.
Oh, same thing.
Yeah.
We're going to get Sherlock. So many emails, man.
And he's
good.
Con. Hate mail.
He's okay a great con. Do you like the new Star Trek movies?
Yes.
They're so good.
Yeah, he was so good. Is that old captain? When Captain Kirk's like beating him up, he's like, are you done?
Remember when he killed the dude who played Robocop?
Yeah.
You should have let me sleep. And he like, you hear it? Yeah. Like sometimes when you watch a movie, like if you see it happen, sometimes it's not as bad as when you hear it. Because when they let your imagination flow, you know?
Yeah.
Like when you hear it, like.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so gross, man. Like, I don't. No, like that haunted me.
Yeah.
I didn't expect to watch a Star Trek movie and get this.
They say that the first, like the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre, is one of the grossest movies that you've ever seen.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
But there's not a drop of blood in the entire movie. It's all left up to the audience. If you rewatch it, it's awesome.
Really?
Yeah, not a drop of blood, no gore. The most gruesome part I think you could say happened is right there at the end when the chick gets in the back of the pickup and he comes out of the woods and he's like, gang, 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 gang. This chain thing.
How'd it go?
That is that's an actual chainsaw noise for our listeners who's never.
When I crank mine up, that's what it makes. That's
exactly right. I mean,
it sounds like a breakdown.
Yeah.
That's good sound.
Anyways.
So yeah. But yeah, you can't do a live action Dragon Ball movie.
No.
Here's why.
It'd be really hard.
One simple reason why. Hair.
Yes.
You cannot put Goku's hair on a real person and it looks cool. You cannot do it.
There are a couple of fan films that have done a good job, but it's not true to the anime.
And it's not like their hair. Okay, here's an example. The fan film I saw, it was during the Android Saga. It was basically like takes place during like the history of Trunks.
Mm-hmm.
Or like
Trunks. The one where Cell looks really weird. Like Krillin dies in the woods. And you don't see Cell till the really end, till the very end?
No. This is the one where they're fighting Android 17,
18. Oh.
This guy playing Gohan, and he's got short hair, because in History of Trunks, Gohan had short hair.
Yeah.
Then he had Trunks, which I don't think he... I think he might have had like a purple streak in his hair. I don't think they went full-blown.
No.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Still, though, like, you're going to take a guy and put purple hair on him and be like... All right, now go look BA. Like, it's not going to happen. I'm sorry. But you watch Dragon Ball Z and you're like, okay, this dude's BA. I get it.
Yeah.
Because it's an anime. You accept it. Mm-hmm. When you try to put him on screen, like the big screen, it's like, this looks terrible.
It doesn't cross over good.
Now, granted, like, if you talk about, like, villains like Frieza, like, who's the guy that directed 300? Is it Frank Miller? Or did he do the
novels? No, Zack Snyder.
Zack Snyder. Frank Miller wrote the comic. Yeah. If you get Zack Snyder to... like, put Frieza on the big screen. He could do it. He can make it look cool.
Totally.
But you still got to worry about the Saiyan hair. Like,
I would be okay with realistic hair on people instead of, like, the over-dramatic, like, craziness. Until you hit Super Saiyan 3, then you have to
but
go
then
crazy.
It's almost then it's almost not, like, you know.
It'd just be a super powerful.
Because a full-blooded Saiyan,
yeah.
His hair stays the same since he's a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Unless you're Toriyama and you completely forget how everything works and you have... Goten and Trunks get born without a tail, and
one looks like identical to Goku.
And they're,
mm-hmm.
they're,
well, like the
they're turning Super Saiyan by playing in the woods.
Yeah, it skips a generation though, or whatever, something like that.
No, it doesn't. He forgot. Yeah. Actually, in an interview with Toriyama, he admits he forgot. That's how bad it is. This guy's
nice.
This guy's filthy rich, and he's forgetting how his own stuff works.
Oops. Ichiro Oda, the guy who writes One Piece, makes $25 million a year. Off of One Piece.
Money.
He draws it 3 days a week, writes it for 3 days a week. Sundays is off day.
He's like, you don't know. Deadpool 2 is greenlit.
Sweet. Now like, I got to see Deadpool 1.
Yeah. Like the first yeah. one hasn't even officially launched yet. Well, has it?
It's Friday.
Yes, so it has. Out today. It has. Did it come out today or yesterday?
Technically, the way they do it, I used to work in a movie theater. The first shows start at 7 p.m. on Thursday nights. They don't do midnight showings ever since the Aurora shooting of Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So they do like 7 p.m., 8 p.m., and 9 p.m. Showings. Unless it's a big movie like Star Wars. They had a midnight. We, LOL. I'm not even there anymore. But they had a midnight for Star Wars because that's a big movie. They'll need that time. So
oh, yeah.
But okay. They won't have the first showing at 12 a.m. But yeah, so the official release is a Thursday or a Friday morning, but an early release are Thursday nights around 7, 8 p.m.
Yeah, I'm going to go see it sometime this weekend.
I was invited to go tonight, but I'm already hanging out with my lady. So we're going to probably just chill, play some Minecraft or something.
Yeah, I hear the movie's really good. Mm-hmm. I believe I'm going Sunday to see it.
Cool.
So, but the sequel has already been greenlit. They want to make a sequel, so... That's good news.
Oh, yeah.
That's good news. Somebody liked it. So, Ryan Reynolds has always fit the part, I feel like. Like, even in Wolverine Origins, when he was... he was pre-Deadpool. Like, he was actually just his character.
I saw... Someone did, like, an interview with him on a different website of him in, like, an in-character. Dude, mm-hmm. It was spot on.
Yeah.
It's so amazing.
Great. Only thing I'm worried about is I hope that it doesn't put Nolan North out for doing the voice of Deadpool. In like cartoons and video games, I would still like Nolan North to do voices of Deadpool, like live action Deadpool, Ryan Reynolds, Nolan North, animated.
The only reason he probably would still be able to do the voice acting stuff is because he is Nolan North.
True.
Nobody's taking anything from Nolan. You know Nolan North.
No one takes anything from Nolan North
or Troy Baker.
Nobody.
Oh yeah, Troy Baker. Yeah, you know he plays a dad. Nolan North plays a dad on the show Pretty Little Liars.
No, because I don't watch Pretty Little Liars.
Yeah, well, I was subjected to Pretty Little Liars thanks to an ex of mine. But
so you're I'm sorry. You're as fascinated with voice acting as I am.
Yes.
Dude, I love voice acting.
Do me too. I got a wicked Megatron voice that I'm not going to whip out right now.
You have to do it
not
now.
Saying I'm, you, not saying I'm just good. Brought it up. I've never tried.
Do the Megatron voice now.
Who's the... I can't remember her name. It bothers me. She's really cool. Listen to her on the...
Tara Strong?
Yes. Dude, you read my mind.
No, I mean, it's just like you hear voice acting, you hear big names. It's got to be Tara Strong.
It's her. She's a good looking woman, too. That's besides the point. Baby, if you're listening, I'm sorry. My wife listens to the show now. I got to be careful what I say. You know what I mean? I can't be talking about video game women.
I can, because I'm single.
But does if they're fake, does it really count?
Yes.
They are. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're mo-capped, man. They're real people.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. I guess when you think about it that way. Yeah. My video game crush for a long time is Cortana. Is that weird?
Not for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's weird. Weirdo. Anyways.
Actually, it's Blood Rain, but...
Blood Rain, yeah. So, yeah, jeez. That's news for noobs.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I did that just for you, B-Button.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I wrote this.
He's the only one out of us that wanted the news.
So, I mean, technically, I guess I am a noob for the show. So
he is. Yeah. So the segment actually fits for a change.
I was actually expecting fireworks and a cake and like a welcome cake and everything, but
that's too much.
With toast to you.
Oh yeah. Okay. I'll take that. That's touche.
I'm grateful.
Toast to you. Already...
take that toast back.
I've already drank my whole monster.
I'm almost done myself, man.
I am done.
Actually, I'm out. So yeah, now we move on to a segment we like to call Super Mega Rapid Fire.
Who's this brought to you by?
I have no idea.
Way to go, Frosty.
We'll do that later. Anyways, first topic, Super Mega Rapid Fire. You know what? It doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who's brought to us by. It's brought to this segment of Super Mega Rapid Fire is brought to you by Remember the Loot. Because.
Okay. Mic drop.
Because reasons.
Logic.
First,
hashtag science.
Yeah, science. I finally get that joke. Finally get that joke after watching Breaking Bad. Because I was watching that episode, and I was like, why does this look so familiar?
Super Mega Rapid Fire.
And then he did it, and I was like, that's hilarious. You know what, T-Bird? I'm talking about Breaking Bad.
I don't care about an old man making meth.
We hear, and remember Luke talking about anime and Breaking Bad. Why? Because we can.
It's true.
Yo, Mr. White. Science.
Yeah, Mr. White. Science. CM Punk has back surgery.
Is it just me, or is every time he gets close to a fight, something happens?
Yeah, because he's not ready.
No.
They don't want to get. They don't want his first match to be a losing fight.
Like Kimbo Slice?
Kimbo Slice was such a BA on the streets, man. Yeah. He got knocked at Tom. He deserved it. He got knocked out.
No, yeah.
South Beats. All day, baby. South Beats. All day. All day. Pit. Dead.
Yeah. I heard that the guy that he was actually supposed to fight like didn't show up, so they pulled one of the MMA fighters out of the crowd or something like that for Kimbo Slice's fight or something like that. And it's like a pink-haired Swedish dude and destroyed him.
Trunks?
Yes.
Yes.
it actually works?
He came from the future.
He came from the future. I must not let him live.
It all makes sense. T-82? Not, that's a calculator. What is it from Terminator? T-800? Trunks? 800? Full circle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. T-1000?
Yeah. Trunks.
There you go.
T-1000. All makes sense now. Skynet is Shenron.
More WWE-ish news? Well, I can't. Well, Sam Punk's not really WWE. He's UFC now. Well. You don't count. WWE news. Titus O'Neil is suspended for 90 days after grabbing Vince McMahon.
Inappropriately.
Titus is keeping it super classy and not firing back at WWE for being ridiculous. Batista called him and told him to leave the WWE. Instead, Titus posted some scripture on his Twitter and is staying very positive. So it's Christian to grab the boss and by the neck. I'm just kidding. I don't know where he grabbed him, but
it was on the arm. I watched the clip. I heard that Vince McMahon was angry from the seriousness of what was going on in this particular segment of Raw. But I've also heard that Titus was caught up in the moment. He was acting and everything and was trying to, like, grab Vince and say, like, no, you're all right, you're all right. But it's just Vince thought it was wildly inappropriate. In the same vein, I remember when Vince McMahon blew up in the limo. Like years and years ago.
Yeah, it was back when Chris Benoit killed his family and committed suicide.
Okay.
There's a.
It's like that the night before that happened.
You know. I can't remember his name. I think it was not Johnny Blaze.
John Morrison.
There's a wrestler in the background like snickering, and he was suspended for 90 days because of the seriousness of the situation and Vince McMahon's supposed death. So yeah.
Well, it's probably a reason why he was suspended, and we've never seen him again. And you probably don't remember his name because they fired him. Probably.
I mean, there's a lot more that goes on, but you know, behind the scenes than what we see.
Right? Yeah.
And like sometimes I wonder like if some of the seriousness and realism behind stage gets brought out, you know, on the forefront of the WWE. Because it's hard, like that's the thing about the WWE. It's like everyone's like, oh, you know, it's scripted, right? Well, yeah, it's entertainment. But like at the same time, there are real stuff that goes on that you don't know about.
Yep.
Like, and I didn't really start realizing that until I got older and started looking into like the background of the WWE. Like first time I realized it. And I thought it was so cool was Shawn Michaels, whenever he went through, he had a real bad drinking and drug problem, and he left the WWE for a while, and he came back. And this was like back when he was like DX, he had dreads, and he was just a wild, wild dude.
Yeah, because he lost his smile.
Lost his smile.
That's the first time he left, my bad.
Oh, yeah.
That's the second time.
Well, still. but yeah, he leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually starts going to John Hagee's church. If you know who John Hagee is, he's a big television pastor in San Antonio, Texas. Gets saved, starts turning his life around. Comes back at WWE, and then like he starts distancing himself from like some of the DX stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like there was one scene in particular. This is back, of course, this is back Attitude Era.
Yep.
He's sitting there, like at a grill or something. He's with Triple H. And he's like,
I remember this one.
Yeah, these girls walk up and they're going to do something scantily clad, you know, for television viewers.
Mm-hmm.
Shawn Michaels, like,
I'm out.
Shawn Michaels says, you know, I'm going to go get this so and so. And he leaves because he didn't want to be a part of that skit because it would cause him to stumble.
And it was all Triple H.
Yeah, and it was like, you know. Now, granted, Triple H was a good friend to him, has always been there for him.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, still, he respected Shawn enough to say, okay, if you don't want to be a part of this, I understand. And, like, that was real. Like, when he left, it wasn't scripted for him to leave. He just said, you know, I'm not going to take part of this. And he jet.
Yeah.
So,
from what I understand, like, back in the day, the ending, like, the end of a match could be predetermined. But if Stone Cold was written to not win this certain match, and it was up against, like, let's say, I don't know, I'm just pulling a name out of a hat here, Kurt Angle. And Kurt Angle was written to win. If Stone Cold started to go over for the crowd like halfway through the match, they would swap mid-match.
That happens, yeah.
Yeah, but I really don't do that anymore. I mean, of course, injuries are real.
They actually have done that pretty recently. It was with the Divas match. It was with one of the new ones, mm-hmm. Charlotte. It was like her first debut match when she was still the NXT Women's Champion.
Mm-hmm.
She was supposed to beat Natalya, but right before the match started, Vince was like, no, we got to change this.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which is dumb, but whatever.
Yeah, man. I think Vince just needs to let Triple H take the reins for Raw and everything.
Take the Roman Reigns.
Oh,
and take it out back. And
take it out back, put that doggy down.
Out the pasture.
Yeah, put it out. Put it out of its misery.
So, yeah.
Real quick on Roman Reigns. I don't mean to interrupt you, Frosty.
No, absolutely.
Apparently, Roman Reigns is the little brother of Rosie. That was brought to my attention.
Rosie
was the
Umaga.
No, it was superhero in training. To Hurricane.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
The little brother?
Yeah. You don't remember?
Tiny. No. He was either cousin or uncle of Umaga.
Yeah. Yeah. And but like apparently that was brought to my light.
Continue.
Oh. And brought to light and I was like, that makes sense.
Yeah.
One's good on the mic, just one's athletic.
Roman Reigns, I've said this before, I'll say it 100 times. Roman Reigns needs to be in like a B-rated action movie. Like,
no, he doesn't. Because
See No Evil 3?
Yes. like a cop movie. Like, his wife and kid get killed, and he has to go avenge
Superman
them.
Punch everybody.
He's go around shooting everybody in the face. Like.
Exactly. That's what he's got to do every time.
Oh, man.
What a lame wrestler. I'm sorry.
yeah.
Like, that's Vince's baby.
No, it don't need to be.
It is, though.
I think Vince wants so bad to see The Rock and Roman Reigns. Might be a Samoan thing.
Nobody else wants to see it. It's not happening.
Sorry. No. Not happening.
Why?
Now, granted, that's probably what people said when The Rock was first wrestling, because he was...
Rocky Maivia.
Rocky Maivia.
But he was actually good at talking on the mic.
Not at the time. He was...
They never gave him the mic.
Which, I mean, who is really good at talking on the mic when they first start? You know,
CM Punk.
Kurt Angle.
Yeah, he got real bad.
Yeah.
Kurt. Yeah, it's pretty much Kurt Angle.
Yeah. Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Woo! Jeez. I love going to a wrestling event and just hearing
old
all the woos.
Dusty Rhodes. I don't have a lift, so I can't do it.
I've wine and dined with kings and queens.
The Macho Man.
Yeah, I was actually thinking of that.
Man, I'm up in y'all's minds today.
I know, like, man. That's where it's almost like you're part of the show.
It's like I've been here the whole time, man.
It's the Macho Man. Randy Savage.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah, brother. I'm slipping to a Slim Jim.
I actually saw the greatest meme the other day where somebody posted, it was a picture of Macho Man Randy Savage. It said, that was more savage than me.
Yes.
Oh, it was great.
Me and my friend, we have a joke. It's not on behalf of Ultimate Warrior. May he rest in peace. But it's like that one promo he shot where he was like, in the rocket fuel.
Oh, he's like just talking about random stuff.
Yeah, he was like, and I'll ride the elephants in Punch Mountains.
I'll ride Hogan. The elephants into heaven, and I'll see Jesus, and I'll tell him. It's like, what do you do? What are you talking about?
Warrior, calm down, man. No.
No, these steroids got me like.
Oh, man.
Great. Well, that got weird.
That got weird quick. Moving on.
Anyways.
Friday Night Fights. I know I plugged it earlier. I'm going to plug it again. It is kicking off officially next Friday, February 19th. We are playing Street Fighter V. We'll have Brian Patterson, Fight Stick Guy, B-Button Guy, myself, and maybe one or two other people.
Maybe.
Whoever's man enough to show up, T-Bird.
I'm if you don't bring in the one guy.
I don't want to play fighting games.
The one guy? The
yeah.
B-Button Guy and the one guy?
Oh, yeah. Because he's just so good. Like, he could easily go pro.
I told you, you're not supposed to bring people better.
I know,
than us.
That's why I'm iffy on bringing him.
Don't bring him then.
You gotta make me look good.
Oh yeah, I know, right? His name's DeMarcus, and he came to our midnight release for Mortal Kombat. He went 10-0.
Nice.
Yeah, because we had a tournament, and whoever
he
won
didn't
the tournament.
Play me.
Ooh,
who do you use?
Everybody. He played random and went 10-0.
What? No way.
I'm dead
Mortal
serious.
X.
Huh?
Mortal Kombat X.
He played,
midnight release. Huh? Never played the game before.
No, he's never played Mortal Kombat X before, no. But he's big. Mortal Kombat. I mean, he probably played some kind of way, but I don't know. But he's like just big into fighting games. Went 10-0 using random, and won. Jeez. And we were like,
so it got to the point where
we had to take him off to give other people a chance. So two people got their copies for free that night.
I never forget. I went to the West Columbia store, and there was a guy in there. I don't think he's at GameStop anymore. I hope he's listening. But it was the Gears of War 2 midnight release.
That, oh no, I was thinking, was it 3? Did you, you didn't go with us to 3, did you?
Maybe not. Maybe.
Yeah, because that was the one Craig was like, oh yeah, I want to win this thing. I want to win this thing. He has to swap his controller, like scheme around.
Oh yeah.
He got
eliminated
in the first round. Like, dude, whatever. Whatever, whatever, change.
Oh yeah, no, I didn't go to that one.
That was hilarious.
The Gears of War 2 midnight release. Was it Resident Evil 5? I don't remember. Anyway, Street Fighter, they had Street Fighter 4 up. One of the GameStop employees was like, talking mad junk. Like, nobody in here could beat me, Street Fighter. Nobody. And like, he fought a couple people and won. And then Daryl was like, dude, you should go fight him. I was like, all right. So I went over there. And mind you, I didn't set my buttons up or anything. So yeah. I'm having to use like R1 and L1 as my strong attacks, which I never do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is, I've never done that. I always thought it was weird. I always use those for my light attacks.
Yeah.
Spoiler. And so like, I get up there and I'm like, first of all, I'm playing on PS3 control, and I'm used to Xbox 360 control at the time. And I get up there, and I beat him. It's like, we just played one match, but I beat him 2-0. And he wasn't talking much junk after. He was like, good match, man. And just like kind of walked off.
Mm-hmm.
But that's really funny.
Oh, yeah. So,
Friday Night Fights. I'm excited.
Friday Night Fights, man.
Kicks off. Now, we're going to be doing this the first and third Friday of every month.
Mm-hmm. First 2 weeks are going to be Street Fighter V.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. We are going to switch up, do other games as well. Now, it might not be big events every time. It could be just one of us streaming us playing a fighting game. It'll be sometimes it'll be all of us streaming. I mean, if you're free, it would be awesome if we could try to do something, whether we stream it online or you come over. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. I'm trying to get a, I'm going to try and film a short. A very small short of me. I'm going to see if I can't find anybody that can let me borrow a gi. And because I know it's like not really a cliff, but like it's, I can shoot at an angle where it looks like a cliff. I'm just going to be standing on it. I'll scream really loud. And it'll be like our intro to Friday Night Fights.
Sure. Yeah. Why not? Just don't fall off the cliff.
I like it.
I mean, it's like a ledge rather than a cliff.
It's like your stairs.
Yeah.
On your back porch. Yeah. I actually have a gi you can wear.
What?
I have a gi you can wear.
That's weird.
Okay.
It's in my... It'll probably... Well, it might be a little big on you. I don't know. It might actually fit quite well. It won't fit me. I'll tell you that right now.
Mind if I cut up the sleeves to look like Ryu? No, I'm kidding. I won't do that.
Sure. I already did, actually.
Beat me to it.
And I should believe it.
Show up to like a competition. I was like, why'd you cut your sleeves off? Don't you guys do this?
Don't worry about it.
Why is your gi red?
I accidentally washed it with a red towel.
So, next topic. I actually added this last minute. Have y'all seen anything on Visage?
Nope.
The spiritual successor to PT.
I saw a article in my news feed one day. Didn't read it, but I saw it. So, yes.
It's kind of under the radar right now. Well, I guess it is for us because this is, I believe it's going to release on Steam first.
Mm.
And this game looks awesome. It's looks really scary. I actually sat here and watched some YouTube footage of it.
Yeah.
And you're like in this two-story house and you can literally like interact with everything. Like you can turn the lights on and off. You can open the doors. It's kind of like Soma, I guess.
Ooh.
Interact with everything. So. There's one part where you go upstairs and you go like in this closet and the closet door shuts behind you and you're stuck in the closet trying to get out. And you keep hearing noises like in the clothes and stuff. And then you like, you turn around and it's like this demon looking girl coming at you. And then like the screen goes black and it goes to the next scene. And I mean, it looks scary. It looks pretty good.
Right?
Yeah, pretty much.
I had a weird thing happen the other day. I'm going through like this huge cleaning process at my place right now. So I finally got to move my bed out of my living room to the bedroom. And then the next morning, like all my doors were open.
Nope, moving out.
Yeah.
Just leave it.
It was really weird.
burn everything.
But like the thing about these doors is that the door knob's broke. So I have like butter knives where the thing goes to keep it closed so my cats don't get in there. But the knives were like a foot and a half away from the door.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So
burn the house down. Just leave it.
Right? No, nah, man. It was really weird. Very weird. More on the subject of weird. And on the topic of Super Mega Rapid Fire Arcade Edition 2.0 Plus.
Plus Alpha.
Nurgle from Behemoth is going to release a country/blues album. And Daryl, if you'll please just add an excerpt of Behemoth in for us real quick so we can see how the...
I don't think we can do that.
No, we can't.
Please do. This segment of Super Mega Rapid Fire is brought to you by Behemoth.
Oh my god.
Oh yes.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. I didn't know. It does not make sense why he's doing that.
Why?
It makes sense why, but how? How's it gonna sound?
Like, I could picture him on tour, like in his corpse paint, like just like jamming out, jamming out into some like some Trace Adkins or something. Like, hey Nurgle, what you listen to, man? Texas Tornado, Mo. What you talking about?
Oh gosh.
They're like, cool. Cool, cool,
cool. We got to get a new vocalist.
He showed up in a cowboy hat the other day. This is Norway. We don't.
This is Norway. Shit. It's Norway. We don't have that crap up here. It's too cold for that.
Yeah, that is Super Mega Rapid Fire. So now we go on to our question of the week this week. I went on Twitter and Facebook, our Facebook page and our Facebook group. Remember the Loop Podcast, which you can be a part of. All you got to do is type in Remember the Loop Podcast in Facebook and ask to join. It is a closed group. So please do so. We'd appreciate it, and we'd like to have you a part of the conversation. So this week's question of the week was, are you a casual gamer or hardcore gamer? Do you like to play games for leisure, or do you like to play them for a challenge, and what games do you play? Now, we had a few responses here. Joshua Hopperton on Facebook, our Facebook page says, I play single player for leisure. I play PvP for competition. So I'm assuming
he's both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A little bit of both.
First-person shooters, maybe.
I actually know J-Hop. Shout out, man, if you ever listen to this. I'm going to miss you because he's moving to Washington here soon.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
Who goes to Washington?
Hmm?
Who goes to Washington, man?
Well, his girlfriend just completed school. She got her master's in like teaching. And she's got like a gig up there.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And they just checked it out like last week. And now I'm moving at the end of February, so I got to go hang out with him. We're going to fight our four strongest amiibos against each other. A 4v4, 8-person smash.
That sounds like fun. Fight night.
That kind of sounds really funny. We're going to take our amiibos and fight. like smack them against each other.
Pew, pew, pew.
That's actually what we're doing. So, no. We're going to hide behind couches and throw them at each other.
I just have like a hand holding it up, just like walking across the counter.
Like master hand?
Yep. Yeah. Oh, good reference.
Oh, yeah. Goodness.
Dry, yeah. You
anyways.
I think I had it in me, did you? Joshua Goldsberry says, hardcore for life, Tetris forever. So, apparently he's a Tetris fan.
I didn't know that still existed.
That has existed. I think that's still the highest grossing video game
it is.
Ever.
What,
about a lot.
Tetris, like the Tetris on Nintendo.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Actually, it's for the phone now.
Is it for phone?
Yeah.
Well, either way.
The Tetris phone version has the highest, like, the whatever. You
that
know
means
what I
all
mean?
Of our parents and grandparents are buying Tetris on their mobile phones and playing.
Everybody is.
John Van on Facebook says, I used to be hardcore, but I'm casual now. I actually have been on a retro kick lately. So,
Filthy casual. Just kidding. We love you.
Love you, Georgia. Red.
Dog.
Red dog.
I don't know.
Go red, dogs.
Dead Redemption. Georgia Red, Dead Redemption. You heard it first here on Remember the Loot. Our buddy Basehead Heck says, I've definitely been a hardcore gamer for many years. Been an online gamer, could do that too. I've turned into a casual gamer now, and I realize my taste in games have changed. Not so worried about online play, either. A quick game like Resogun or Gauntlet is great. I actually got him into Resogun. I said, dude, you need to go download Resogun. It's that pixelated space shooter. Absolutely fun. Have you ever played Resogun?
Which game?
Resogun.
I think I have it. I just haven't tried it.
It's awesome.
Heard good things.
It's a lot of fun. It's really good. The guys that created Dead Nation, ain't it?
Maybe.
Sure.
I think so.
We'll go with you, Frosty.
So, let's see here. Daniel Drake on Facebook says, very casual, like when the kids finally go to bed casual. And that's the thing, you know, like, I'm not, I don't know, I like to play games for challenge. Like, that's why I'm getting into games like Dark Souls and Bloodborne. Like, mm-hmm. it's challenging. I get mad, I punch my leg, and I put my control up my butt and scream obscenities.
Yeah.
Well, you guys don't do that?
No.
I mean,
oh, man, it's just me. Anyway.
First I lube the controller up, and, you know, then.
Well, you're getting too fancy, man. That's whoa. funny story about Dark Souls, real quick, and not to run on long, but like, I had this older lady come into GameStop. November-ish, I think. And she was like, excuse me, sonny, I really need help finding video games. I'm like, well, who are you shopping for? I'm shopping for myself. I'm trying to, you know, like, get into gaming and stuff. I was like, well, what kind of games do you like to play? Well, I like the RPGs and stuff. I was like, okay. I'll give you Dark Souls. I'm kidding, ma'am. I wouldn't do that to you. And she's like, what do you think? I'm not a good gamer. I was like, I don't want you to have a heart attack. I didn't say that.
What do you think I am? Some kind of feeling casual.
But what I told I would have bought everything for her if she said that. What I told her was I sold her Dark Souls, and I sold her Dark Souls 1, and I was like, ma'am, if you can beat this, the full game, before January 15th, I will buy your next three games when you come in here. And she's like, okay, I'll see you next week. I plan on having it beat. I was like, no, you don't. but here we are. Was it February 11th? Haven't seen her. So I hope she didn't have a heart attack, man. Like,
you may have killed her.
I hope not. I feel really bad. The only reason why, did you play Dark Souls 1?
I tried, but no.
What about you, Frosty?
I haven't. I will.
Right.
I
there's a boss. That's one of the hardest bosses I've ever fought in my entire life. It's called the Bed of Chaos. And that right there is why I know that she couldn't have beaten that game before January 15th.
Let me introduce you to a young gentleman by the name of Ludwig.
Don't speak that name.
That is the hardest boss I've ever fought in probably any game, dude. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, boss is ridiculous.
He's a Richard. He's a Richard Hole.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So, yeah.
Anyways, making it weird.
Yeah.
That's my spiel on that. So if you ever listen to this old lady, come see me. I want to know you're okay.
Sorry.
Derek on Facebook says, I'd say I'm pretty casual. The mood has to be just right. That could be taken anyway. I'm kind of scared.
I mean, I like to light candles before I play video games. So.
Yeah.
Who
doesn't?
You know, wine and dine it before you.
Yeah, you really do. Set it up. Like, open the case. Stand it up.
Chris Fowler on Facebook says, depends if I'm in a game hole. Hole. I don't play much at all. But when NetherRealm puts out the best fighting game ever, I log 20-plus days into the first 2-3 months or so. So we got a Mortal Kombat fan on our hands.
Oh, yeah. That's a good thing for Fight Night, because Mortal Kombat XL is coming up.
Yes.
Yeah. So it'll be relevant again.
Mm-hmm. Always relevant. Shit. You know what?
I'm not trashing it. Nothing. I'm not trashing it. I'm saying it'll be more relevant on Twitch.
A lot of people play that game, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Don't.
I'm JSing, man. JSing.
Just saying. Like,
and last
Goku.
But not least, okay, John's Tancredi?
Great day. Don't butcher the poor man's name.
JT. Oh. Just call him JT.
JT.
All right. JT on Facebook says, I would like to start getting a bit more hardcore by getting franchises platinum, like Dragon Age, Final Fantasy, Kingdom Hearts, Jack, Uncharted, Infamous, etc., etc.
All those other games, just go with Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, right. Well, all the games you said that you wanted to platinum are like really big, long grind games.
Yeah. Well, that's hardcore.
I guess.
I got 4 planned for that kind of grind.
It's like when you platinum The Witcher.
Ooh. I look forward to it.
That's a big platinum.
Yeah, what's the one where you have to get all the Gwent cards? Like anything that has to do with Gwent and Witcher?
The platinum.
No thanks. No. I don't know how to play Gwent.
Thank you. I never got into Gwent.
Yeah, the way I roleplay Geralt is anything that has to do with Gwent, I either kill the dude.
Yeah,
that's or what I just take the cash. I'm like, I don't have time for this.
I'm like, what am I, a child? Give me. I'm trying to save the world.
Yeah, right. It's like that first mission with the dude.
I need to go play a children's card game now. Let me stop. Right?
It's like, Geralt, what are you doing? I gotta get my Gwent cards.
You're supposed to be slaying this dragon. I don't have time for that.
I need to find the Baron of the Wasteland.
Anyways.
So yeah, that is this week's question of the week. We also have a few questions, a few topics we can discuss. I just dropped my phone. Don't look at me.
Forgot how to hand.
Yeah.
Dot exe not found.
Pretty much. So our buddy Hector on Facebook asks, "What game have you never beaten? What game have you played but never beaten?" He says for him it's Driver. I actually played Driver. I played
obscure title.
Like the yeah. That's I played. It is. It is. I played the demo. I think it was on PlayStation 1. And I remember it being a lot of fun. So, what about you, T-Bird? Ever play a game you get really into and never beat it?
Yeah, all the time. Actually, most recent one, Tomb Raider, Rise of the Tomb Raider, whatever it's called.
What? You haven't beat that game yet?
No, not yet.
What's wrong with you?
I'm halfway through it, and I just stopped.
Dude, I played the
first, it's fun.
I played the first Tomb Raider and put it down.
The first, like, as in, like, the most recent one?
Yeah, the reboot.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, I don't know why I stopped playing it. It's really good.
Yeah. One of my coworkers said it was better than Fallout 4. I was like, you need to check yourself.
I can understand that, but I put more time in Fallout than I did in this one.
Of course.
Yeah. Oops. He's probably more into linear games.
I mean, he plays FIFA and watches Hulu on his Xbox One. He just bought Astros for gaming. All you play is FIFA.
He's the problem with Xbox One right now. That's why we get nothing but sports games and tokens on sale every week for sports games and make it into a media box instead of a gaming console.
Yeah. It looks like Xbox One is turning into what Xbox was like going to turn into originally. Because when Xbox first released, it was, you know, random like ATV racing games and NASCAR and stuff like that, and it was all
what's
a joke.
Wrong with
like,
ATV games? I love those things.
I'm
man.
Not saying
those
anything.
Are awesome.
Hey, I'm JSing, but I don't know. Like Xbox, when it first came out, was essentially a joke, but then you had that one title that came out that saved
Halo.
Halo.
It's Halo.
Halo. So yeah.
Can you hear me?
Oh, what about you? Ever play a game and you never beat?
Mega Man, I think it's Mega Man X2 or Mega Man 7. Might have been, it wasn't Mega Man 9. It's not
you
like the...
sitting in my living room.
What?
Saying you played a Mega Man game, never beat it. Now, did you play any of the other ones?
As in... No, actually, I take that back. I'm going to say Mega Man Legends for the PS1.
I don't blame you, that's garbage.
What? Mega Man Legends was the bomb.
Yeah, the pile of crap is what it was.
Excuse me, sir.
Okay, yeah, if you like it, it's cool. There are a lot of people that, I don't want to say a lot of people, maybe a small group of like a cult following that really like Mega Man Legends. I remember renting that game and I was really excited about it. It's a 3D Mega Man. And I put it in. I was like, this is a Mega Man. You're going back. And I took it back pretty much the same day. Like, I couldn't get into it.
That'd be my answer.
What about you?
Man, I don't know. Probably too many to count, man.
Pick one.
I'd say Metro.
Metro?
Like, first one that comes. I have the Metro collection. Like, Metro 2033.
Yes, 2033 and Last Light.
Yeah.
You're missing out.
I played the first one.
Here's the thing. I did the same thing with that. I think I got halfway through the first one and kind of just dropped it. Mm-hmm. I previously beat the first one, or the second one, on PS3. Mm-hmm. That game was so good.
So I got one good for you. Ooh. Okami. Do you remember Okami?
Yeah, I remember Okami.
Do you remember Okami?
No.
It's the Capcom game. It was when they had Clover Studios was open. They were doing like Beautiful Joe, stuff like that. They made this cool little game called Okami. Now, if you play Marvel vs. Capcom 3, it was the white wolf dog, Amaterasu or whatever, however you say it.
With the flame sword. And
yeah. It was like based on Japanese folklore. It was a gorgeous game. It was a really good game.
Oh, yeah.
I had it on PS2. And I played the fool out of that game, but I never beat it. Like, I played it and got really far, put it down for, like, 2 years. Picked it back up, started it again, got into it, and put it down. I've never beat the game.
Actually, you know what? I just thought of one, Dark Cloud 2. Mm-hmm. I've never actually finished that game.
I got one, too.
Because the first story arc, there's a second one, and I never finished the second one, no matter how many times I've restarted that game. But now I have to, since there's a platinum.
There you go.
So I will have that platinum. Mine. Maybe all mine.
Keep it recent for me is Wolfenstein The New Order.
What?
I'm like right.
Dude, go, I never beat Ellen.
Gotta go beat.
I'm like game. I probably have like 20 minutes left in that game.
Game is so good.
It's it was really good. But I was just like
I was playing that game the whole time, going, dude, Doom, Doom, please make it.
No,
please
right? Yeah, yeah, exactly.
No,
right.
it's a thing. Great. That's coming out.
Mm-hmm. Hey, just ain't Quake.
Yes.
Quake's going to happen soon.
Dude, I would love a new Quake. So, but yeah, there's probably a lot more.
Right? Oh, yeah. Tons.
Way too many.
Yeah. How about, I'm a big fan of space shooters. Gradius 3, Super R-Type, R-Type 3, and R-Type Final. Now, R-Type Final was on PS2. It was a great game. But I never beat those. They're just too dang hard, man. Like once you, like first level kind of teases you because it's challenging, but it's challenging enough to where you can kind of beat it. But then once you get like level 2 and 3, they're like, nope, you're gonna die. And if you run out of lives, guess what? You got to start all the way back over.
Wow,
it's hard.
So I never beat Time Shift. Time Shift was fun, but 360.
That was a fun game, man.
I want to say I beat that game. I can't remember. Either way. I think I did, and I just got like maybe 100 points, and I was like, okay,
yeah,
done with this game.
It was like almost too easy. That's why I put it down, because like there really wasn't a limit to how much time stop you could do.
Yeah.
You about had as much time stop that you could use as the Broncos had the Super Bowl this past time.
Oh,
ouch!
Too soon. Shots fired.
Anyways.
Moving on, some housekeeping. Wrap this thing up. Housekeeping.
Housekeeping.
Housekeeping with Clink Toe.
Housekeeping.
Go away.
We have shirts for sale. We have a shirt campaign. What is it? Facebook?
Yes.
Yeah, if you go on to the Remember to Loot Twitter page, it should be one of the pinned tweets. And it should be the same thing for the Proven Gamer Twitter page. You can find those at... at Remember Loot and at Proven Gamer.
Yes, we have like, 2 weeks left?
Around 2 weeks.
Yeah, we have 2 weeks. We have to sell 30 before they can actually get made. Now, if for some reason we don't reach that goal, no big deal. We will probably do another campaign in the near future to give you all some time. Maybe promote it a little more before we even launch one.
Yeah.
So, if you feel up to it, go pre-order a shirt. We'd greatly appreciate it. Has our logo on it. It says LOOT, not LUTE.
Homie, don't play that.
Don't play that. And it has the Proving Gamer logo on the sleeve, I think.
It's either on the sleeve or in the bottom corner of the actual graphic on the shirt.
Okay, I think. One of the two. Well, I think when you just design a shirt, you can't put it on the sleeve, on the actual like sleeve.
No, it's actually not on the sleeve.
Okay, well, whatever. It's still cool. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, this has been Remember the Loot, a Proving Gamer podcast. Remember, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, you can email the show at rememberthelootprovinggamer.com. Hit us up on Twitter at rememberthelute, LOOT, not LUTE. Homie, don't play that. Facebook.com/rememberthelute, and you can hit us up on our Facebook group. Go to Facebook, type in Remember the Loot podcast, and be a part of the discussion there. Provinggamer.com. Has a neat little website where you can go check out news, reviews, previews, and all kinds of articles and posts that we'll be posting up there, as well as eventually videos, courtesy of B Button Guy. We'll be putting up a lot of content for you guys, stuff to entertain you, stuff to make you laugh, stuff to make you cry. Yeah, exactly. Be sure you go check that out. ProvingGamer.com is sponsored by Amazon, so go to ProvingGamer.com, click on the Amazon link. Doesn't cost you any extra. Helps the site out tremendously, and in doing so you'll be helping us out keeping this loot train rolling. ProvingGamer.com is also sponsored by Extra Life, so be sure you go to Proving Gamer and donate a little bit of money to Extra Life. All proceeds go to children's hospitals. T-Bird, where can they find you?
You can find me at Twitter at T_Bird803, and you can find me on Xbox Live and PSN at T-Bird803.
That's B-Y-R-D.
Yes, B-Y-R-D.
B-Button Guy, where can they find you?
Well, I am across a bunch of things. Twitter, at B-Button Guy. Xbox Live, B-Button Guy. PS4, or PSN, B-Button Guy. Hit me up on Facebook if you want. It's Nicholas B-Button Wells. However, if you want to play a game of Smash online, that, however, is Darth Busey, as in Gary Busey.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm surprised it wasn't taken. But yeah, if you want to hit me up with some Smash, do that. But yeah, that's pretty much everywhere you can find me. Even I'm on Twitch. I stream here and there. It's twitch.tv/bbuttonguy. Also twitch.tv/continuing10. So
you can find me at Twitter, or on Twitter, at Metal Gear Frosty. You can find me on the PSN, MGS_Daniel25. You can find me on Twitch at MGS_Daniel25, which I haven't streamed on that channel in so long, because I've been streaming on Proving Gamer. Now, go to Twitch, twitch.tv/Proving Gamer, and check us out. We stream pretty much all the time, pretty much all week. I stream during the days. I do a little thing called the lunch break, which from 11 to whenever, usually 1:30.
Yeah.
So come check that out. We have videos up there. We also have the New York Snark Exchange, which previews every Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm sure you come check that out as well. Proving Gamer is also giving away a free PS4 and or Xbox One. You can win both, so be sure you go to provinggamer.com for details on how you can win. We already know a few people that have been hawking the website and are already on that scavenger hunt. So be sure you go and find out how you can be part of the hunt. This is a real legit thing. You can win these. So be sure you go check that out. And like always, we appreciate you listening. Please be sure to rate, review, and subscribe. That's what helps get our name out there, helps get more listeners, and help our community grow. So till next time, this is the Loot Crew signing off. We'll see you guys next week.
Later. Bye. Don't lose your way, guys. As long as your way is, come back at us for some more entertainment and stuff like that.
Very nice.
I like it.
Peace.
Get out.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for enduring this 2-hour long episode of Remember the Loot. If you're here for the scavenger hunt for the free PS4 and Xbox One giveaway, here are the keywords and the clues. The keyword for this episode is Babble. B-A-B-B-L-E. Babble. The clue for your next keyword is your next extra life must be proven. Your next extra life must be proven. Thanks again for listening. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.